The National Guild of Hypnotists would like to welcome you to this session, which was recorded live at the NGH Convention and Educational Conference held August 11th through the 13th in Marlborough, Massachusetts. This recording is designed to provide the actual presentation and is distributed with the understanding that the opinions of the speakers are not necessarily those of NGH. This recording is copyright 2006 National Guild of Hypnotists. We now take you to Marlborough, Massachusetts, where the session is about to begin.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you for being here. I'm going to assume that you're here because, one, you have no product. Two, you're making CDs. They're doing okay or they're not doing anything at all. Or three, you're in the wrong room. Now, I'm not sure which it is, so please make sure you're in the right room. But what we're going to talk about today is not only how to create audio programs, hypnotism product. These audio CDs are very, very, very much in demand. And it's really important that you're here today. But we're also going to talk about how to market them. You know, it doesn't matter how good your service is. It doesn't matter how good your products are. It doesn't matter how good anything is if nobody knows about it, yeah? So, but here's what I want you to understand. You can create an audio program and have, you know, some nice music and some dialogue. And I'm going to use my magic coloring book, which, by the way, somebody had asked me in the hallway if I had a table. I don't. But there was a bunch of product I have, my audio CDs, hypnosis CDs, the magic coloring book, which I'm going to tell you is so remarkable, working with clients, talks, lectures, whatever, and there's only a few, to be honest with you. So when you see this, you're going to understand why I use it. But the magic coloring book is going to explain to you what my approach is as to what people do and what they need to do. So let's say you have some dialogue, you know, you have some music, and it's kind of like this book where it's really not doing much. It's not really that useful for the person listening because, quite honestly, they're just not made well. Or, and believe me, it could be great content, but if it doesn't sound good enough, for instance, you don't have to raise your hand. But if you're taking a cassette tape and you're putting it on a CD instead of recording a new CD, you're doing a bad thing. Because people listen to the same hiss that's on the cassette recorded onto the CD. It doesn't make it better. It just puts it on a CD. So if they don't like the quality, they're not going to listen to it and they're not going to get the benefits. So then you start getting a little bit of savvy, and after this class, you'll know everything you need to know. And you start doing your CDs, and it pretty much starts to outline a little bit where now people are getting some benefits, yeah? But then you start adding different multiple tracks. You add a little sound, you add binaural beats, you do a vocal track, you do another vocal track, you're doing all this dual stuff, and all of a sudden your stuff is just like this. I mean, it's just going to be superb, you know? So I want you to understand that what we're going to talk about is everything you need to know to have your coloring book full of color. Excuse me. So first, where did I put that? Here we go. In the handouts you have, there's something very important. You know the single page you have? Okay. Let me venture to guess that many of you haven't done this yet, if you haven't, because it's intimidating, yeah? A little intimidating to record, isn't it? It's intimidating to make those wonderful sounding CDs. Well, this page is all about microphone placement from an engineer's point of view. Now, even though I've been a musician my whole life and I've been in recording studios and I've toured the world in bands and done albums, I don't know anything about it. I'm a plug-and-play guy. That's why the engineer's there. But the engineer knows this. So as you look at this, is this intimidating? Okay, well, here's what I want you to do. We're not going to be concerned about that at all. I don't care about mic placement. I don't care about dynamics. I don't care about anything but what I hear back after I record. So when you look at that, turn it over, flip it over, rip it up, do whatever you want with it. It was just to make a point that this is not an intense situation. I use this phrase a lot. The thought is more overwhelming than the task. The thought is more overwhelming than the task. And mountains out of molehills is that. You think and you think and you think about it, and then it becomes so overwhelming you don't do. But you're going to find out that this is not a difficult process. And I'm going to show you in this presentation. Last year I didn't have this presentation developed. I just talked from the handout. But I'm going to show you step by step, screen by screen, of how to use the software and how to record directly to your computer, how to mix it, edit it, and then burn it. And you're going to have a product. I do record externally, only because I don't like seeing my equipment just sitting there. Smaller than the size of the top of this table is my 16-track digital studio. When I say that, people think I have a building in my house. It's just a unit like that that's a digital recorder. You mix your tracks, and it has a burner in it. But you can do this on your computer, and you won't have to spend the $1,200 for that unit. And you won't have to spend $1,200 for software or thousands of dollars. You know, there's Pro Tools and all these other softwares out there that you don't really require. And how would you like to do it for free? Yeah? I figured you would. This website here, TomNicoli.com, is dedicated to CD sales only. When you do set up your CDs, you may want to think about separation. Though there's a link on my business site, my practice is abetteryouhypnosis.com. There's a link there. There's even a drop-down box where my pretty little face comes down and says, oh, did you read that article in Shape Magazine? Click here for those CDs. Ed's seen it. And you go right to TomNicoli.com. So it's a separation of product from business and trainings is separate. And I suggest, you know, for $20 for a domain, and for short money you get somebody to set up your website, that you separate your product from what you do as a service. But like I say, this is just my way, and it just seems to be working. So that was a good slide. Okay. Why create hypnosis CDs? Yes? Can I raise the screen up? Let me see. I think I might be able to. Pardon? Oh, dynamite. Thank you, Chris. As long as I get the legs back in, I'll be all right. I told you this would be entertaining. Now stand on your heads. There's a one-liner going through my head right now. I'll share it with you later. Are we getting there? It's not even, but is that all right? Oh, I hate that. All right, but anyway. As you're looking here, notice the graphics. It's important that you realize one of the reasons to create these products is for people, because you want to help more people. However, what you also want to do is stay open. You want your business to remain open. Well, the information I share with you is just for the information. There are people doing things that I'm not doing. There are people doing more numbers than I'm doing. But I have myself and an office manager at my office. And when I pull 2,000 sessions in a year, I don't have 16 people on staff. I have myself in a duplication center and a fulfillment center in Rhode Island. Once I record a CD, I do nothing. I love to work smarter, not harder. I love to work smarter, not harder. I'm sorry, I'm from Boston. I'm supposed to say harder. The whole point of this is to have multiple streams of income so you can remain open. So maybe you want to go do some talks. Maybe you want to come to the convention. Well, while I'm here, we're doing $10,000 a week in CD sales. I don't have to wake up. Those checks come in my mailbox. I don't do any work once the masters are done. So I can have the freedom to go travel to Paris like I just did and work with Sheikh Waleed. I can go down and talk for Ron Esslinger for a couple of days and not worry about clients because all I know is the money's coming in and I'm open for business all the time. Makes sense, right? But how's this sound? People in 28 countries have purchased these products, and I get testimonials from these people, so we're able to help more people. That's primary. primary is to know that what you're recording is of quality that's going to have an effect. Because you know what? They'll return them. And you give them a 90-day or a lifetime or a 30-day money-back guarantee, they're going to return them. So you want the content to have substance. You want it to be effective. So how do you know if it is? You listen to it. You put on the headphones. You listen to your own CD. And you see how it goes. There are times when I've already recorded and mixed down and spent all that time. And then I hear a little blip or a little something. Or I just hear some dialogue that just wasn't right. And I don't even understand why I said it that way. And I'll redo it. Or I'll just go in and remix it and edit that out. And I'll show you how to do that. So we have multiple streams of income. It guarantees business stamina and success. Hypnosis products are hot. They are so hot. It's unbelievable. People want this product, so you have a market. You already have the market that exists. People want help, basically. And that's what the product does. It helps people. It's an opportunity to help more people. You have personal freedom and time freedom. Do you know how wonderful it is to know? I mean, when I was doing those sessions, I pretty much had to because I was trading time for money. I can't stand trading time for money. If that's all I have to do, that means I always have to be there if I'm making a dollar. Well, I love it when I'm able to, you know, and I have some friends, I know some people who've got really beautiful homes and, you know, they've made a lot of money, but they have to keep going to work and they can't enjoy that home. Well, I don't do 2,000 sessions a year anymore. I could, but I don't want to. I work Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in my office, and the rest of the day I'm around my pool, or I'm at home creating an OCD, or I'm going to speak somewhere, or I'm just shooting hoops with my son. So it gives you time freedom. And anyone who's ever been approached by any multi-level marketing type companies, they preach this to you. What passive income does is it gives you time freedom. And I don't care how much money you have. If you don't have time freedom, you're not living. You're not enjoying your life. So imagine if you can take 3, 4, 5 days off if you want, 2 weeks off if you want, but you're still generating the income. It's a promotion tool. I'm going to show you. This is just one set that I have. And I'll tell you how effective these can be. Last year in my one-hour talk, a woman stood up and said, I don't want to ask a question. I have a comment. She says, I listened to your weight loss CDs. I bought them off the internet. I lost 65 pounds and I became a certified, or 45 pounds, whatever it was, and I became a certified hypnotist because of it. How cool is that? So we have a product here that we can use for many reasons. Now, the reason why my ugly mug is on here is because I'm the brand. You know, it was difficult for me to separate me from my practice because it was me the people wanted to see. So we're just leveraging off that. And I'm the brand. So this is how we set up a promotion tool. You have 2 CDs. You go talk somewhere. Maybe you're not selling it. You know, the CDs are only going to cost you a couple bucks. And the packaging's nothing. So you go somewhere and you need a handout. Well, imagine when maybe I'm on BZ Radio in Boston. And they call in, and the people who call in and ask questions, because if you don't have people calling in to ask you questions, you have a pretty boring show. And the last thing you want to do is sit there and be looking back at the host, and you're thinking, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. What else can we cover? But when people call in, it takes up the time. You know, it gives the people listening the opportunity to have their question heard, because most people are thinking the same thing. And what you do is you entice them to call in by having them receive your CDs. It could be one CD. I always, always, always do giveaways. Whenever I speak, whenever I, you know, do a radio program or I do an interview, how about this? If you want to get an interview from, a newspaper, one example, I got an interview from a newspaper in Texas. Now I thought, I'll do anything within reason. You know, I was just telling somebody outside, I spoke at the local senior center in my town. I knew I wasn't getting a client, but they wrote about it in the calendar of events, and they wrote about it after I spoke. So there's always something to it. So imagine now, woman asked me to do an interview, and I say to her, well, I'm going to overnight set up my CDs to you, and we'll set up an appointment to talk about 2-3 days from now. She got the CDs, listened to them, was blown away. Now I had a warm interview, didn't I? She's not trying to beat me up. She loves me because she's anchored to me. So now when I do the interview, I have a passive interview. I have a soft interview to do. And I didn't realize that the Houston community newspapers spread out so much that that week we did $20,000 in sales where people put community newspaper, Houston newspapers, as they say, you know, where the message was, where you heard from us. So don't underestimate what's possible. Don't underestimate the amount of promotion you can get off of these CDs because it's a product that's not a piece of paper, not a piece of text. It's something people can use. It's different. It's unique. And you build that up. They can be utilized during office sessions. This is an older picture of one of the rooms in one of my offices. I mean, in one of the offices in my business. That right here has a little Sony player, a pair of headphones. You probably know Larry Garrett and Scott McFall and other people like them, and they utilize audio systems. And they said to me, you say the same thing in general, you know, if you have 2,000 weight loss sessions, are you saying the same general stuff during the meat of the program? Yeah. Why? Why do you want to lose your voice? Why do you want to go crazy? Why do you want to beat yourself up like that? So there was a time when I was doing people in the half hour, one in this room, one in that room, then bounce back to this one, and I would do live. And then, and not the first session, I'd work with them straight, but I would do live after, and then pop on the CD for the general suggestions, and go in the other room and start that, and then come back and finish this one up, turn it down, and do live again. So they got live audio live. And it saved me a ton of time, and I was seeing twice as many people. So in, you know, 4 days, I could see something like, what was I averaging? 15 people in a day? So imagine seeing 60 people in 4 days. That's pretty crazy, yeah? Yeah? You can do this. Just stick with me. So, oh, and another thing. When people enter my program, I know some people, they do hypnosis, and they just do their service. They provide the service, and they charge them the rate. Well, I want value. You know, I want to give people value. You know, an American's pretty greedy. They just like more, more, more. One person said to me, yeah, we went to a restaurant, and man, they gave you so much stuff. It was just crazy. And I said, well, how was it? I don't know, they gave you a lot. You know, they just want more and more and more. So when you come in my program, my office manager tells them on the phone, it's 3 sessions. You get 2 hypnosis CDs included for reinforcement and maintenance, and that's a continuation for as long as you want to use them. And we teach you self-hypnosis as part of it all. And there's handouts and texts and things like that. Now, they know that, because they've been on the internet, they know those sell for $39.77 on the site, so therefore, they just drop their price $40 because they're included. And then there are times when, and if you've seen me before, you hear me say spontaneous and flexible. Always, 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 you're going to be spontaneous and flexible. So there are times when I'll add a third CD and I won't charge them. But I'm going to show you how you can also get the same people to get more CDs from you without you even selling them. Hypnosis CDs are a must if you write and publish. And when I say publish, I mean a 100-word article that you write and you put up on the net. If you're putting out information, you are losing a tremendous opportunity from the business and marketing side of all of this to draw traffic to your site if you don't have something to draw them. Everything you write, you put your contact information, your website link. And if you don't have a website, please don't tell me, because you'll change my mood. If you don't have a website in 2006 and you're in business, there's a problem there. It's not difficult. For $20, you can get a domain name, find a college kid or, excuse me, somebody in an adult program with computers in the local high school that can do the work cheap. You don't have to pay $10,000, $5,000 to have somebody build your website. It's not necessary. Speaking of that, Ron Essinger, you got to check out his new website. That is awesome. That is awesome. So when you write and publish, articles and books and vehicles to sell product. I self-published 2 books last year. Depth of Behavior, The Truth About Weight Loss, and A Better You, which is my practice, A Better You by Hypnosis. What do you think is in the back of that book? Order form, list of CDs. Anyone ever read a Norman Vincent Peale book? Well, aren't all the books listed in the back? So every book is another vehicle in order to sell your product or services. If you're a speaker, back-of-the-room sales, do you know the majority of professional speakers do not get paid? Platform speakers, they don't get paid. Did you know that? Can you imagine somebody who makes millions of dollars speaking for free? Doesn't make sense, does it? Well, it does if you're somebody like John Childers and you speak for 90 minutes and in the back of the room he sells $300,000 worth of service. Or Tom Anton, who will speak for free and he'll sell something like, you know, $100,000 or $200,000 worth of his products in the back of the room. So if you speak, you have product. And if you have product, you don't have to get paid to speak, because not many people are going to pay you to speak. And I don't think, you know, it's really necessary. You should go out there, beat the rug, and speak everywhere you possibly can. I'll speak in the supermarket. I'll speak to that chair if there's something in it for me. Seminars or workshops. Add CDs to your product kit or as handouts. All right, so let's say we're doing a thing for the public on the depth model of weight loss. And they're coming in and they're paying $30 for 2 hours. Well, imagine if they got a CD set that's worth $40. But they paid $30 to come in and have the two-hour presentation. So you entice them in with the product because, remember, it's only costing you a few dollars. Office sessions, client reinforcement, and additional sales, and I'll show you that. In my office, I believe I have a picture in this one of the slides. I ordered online. I do everything online. I shop the world. I don't shop in my backyard anymore. And there's this cardboard display unit. I call it a waterfall tier or something. And it has a graphic on the top, a couple of CDs, and TomNicoli.com. And all my CDs are there. Books, product kits, you know, training. And I don't have to sell it because it's right in their face. It's right there as you come in the door and as you're walking out the door. And as you're sitting there waiting, it's right here to your left. So therefore, I'm selling them without having to sell them because I don't like selling my clients. I really don't. I don't do the consultation thing and sell them and hit them hard. 95% of my people sign up over the phone, pay in advance, and they just come in and do the work. But I want them to buy more stuff. Plus, I want them to get more help. And as the products are there, as an example, I have worked with families where I start with one person and that works well. So the wife or the husband will come, and then the kids, they bring them in. I'm working right now with grandchildren. I got the mother, her daughters, and their kids. This is cool, you know. But the thing is, the grandmother bought CDs for all the other kids because she didn't want the others to feel left out. She couldn't give them service at the office, but she bought them the CDs just to comfort them. You know, we have academic CDs and confidence CDs. My son went into transferred into high school, you know, from Big Fish, Small Pond in middle school, and bussed over a few different towns away in New Hampshire, and he went into a big high school. Well, he listened to my academic reinforcement CDs. He transitioned wonderfully, along with the confidence builder. You know, so this is even good at home. Group sessions, same thing. You do your group sessions in your office. Well, you bring them in on a night, you do an hour, maybe it's a freebie. You say to all your clients, now we're going to really, see, I love over-deliver. I just over-deliver. Give them everything. But yet, it's still enough where you have a bottom line and a good profit. So you bring them in for an hour, let's say. All your clients, you know, you say on Thursday night, once a month, we're going to do a presentation that's free and it adds to the program and the value and the substance of what they're getting. But what you do is you say, and just last week, we created a new CD that nobody has got yet. I'm going to make it available to you tonight, and you give them a little discount if they do it now. Like what the guild's doing, right? You sign up today, which I hope you're all doing, and we go to Vegas, you're going to get a discount if you sign up today. So it's incentive. And you give them an incentive that they buy it today, and how many times we left the conference room in my building, walked right over my office, and the product's wiped out. And then my office manager comes in next day, and she knows I did a talk because she has to restock everything. Interviews. It's the gift to the host and callers while generating sales. You see, the CDs you give away, you also mention, are available at TomNicoli.com. And the host would also like to have a product too. So imagine that the host receives something from you, and again, you create that relationship, and now you have a warmer interview, and he's not there trying to beat you up and find out all that voodoo stuff about hypnosis. Ugh. Direct recording to your computer. All right, put your seatbelts on. Buckle in. It's about to get hairy now. Don't forget, we threw that piece of paper away, right? I could do this right now in my room if I want. I can go back to my hotel room. Like yesterday, I went there and I figured, well, you know, I don't have a PowerPoint presentation set up for my 1 hour. What the heck? So I brought this laptop because it's small and easy to carry, and I got the bigger one in my room. Well, I just created a PowerPoint presentation off the handout. I opened the book up to 176. I went through it. I created the PowerPoint presentation. And it was done. This stuff's not tough. Well, you can do a CD the same way. I could go in there, plug my headset in there, a little headset microphone, and I could, you know, record something, have a music file up there, mix it in, and I just made a CD because I got some great idea that popped into my head. Thank you. Everything comes from somewhere else. Believe me, I'm not smart enough to create this stuff. All of these system requirements, I don't think there's a computer out there today, unless it's your doorstop, that doesn't have it. The guy that builds my computers for me, that's what he calls them. I had a Compaq once. He says, that's a doorstop now. You got to upgrade. No slur against Compaq. It just was old. The minimum RAM that you'll have is beyond. Adequate hard drive space, it's beyond. You know, the music files take up a lot of space. But you can see it. There's this unit here. I got plugged in the computer. It's this big. You can put so many music files on a little backup device so you don't have to eat up all your hard space and slow down your computer. However, remember it was like 2 and 4 and, you got a 6 gig hard drive. Whoa. Now they're like 40 and 60 and 100. I mean, you could put the city on that thing. So you're going to have everything you need. All the requirements will be there. Microphone input, they're all there. As a matter of fact, this gets easier. When you go to the store, if you choose to, buy the headset and use the mic that comes out, which is difficult because the quality suffers, it's color-coded. I can't see. I'm down there looking at the computer, and I'm going, where does this go? Oh, it's pink, and there's a pink hole. There it is. You didn't even have to read where it says microphone. And we'll talk about microphones. Condenser microphones, you know, in the studio, you ever see them hanging off a boom with the screen in front of them? Condenser microphones are where you get all that quality. I'm not sure what the quality would be like with this little unit, but I'll play one of my CDs in a while, just give you an idea of what it's like. And if you really want an idea of what it's like, just go down and see Jay, and he'll sell you all you want. And you're going to find that the condenser mic is going to give you that studio quality. I know people who own studios, and I can get studio time cheap, but I don't want to leave my house. It's like going to the gym. I don't go to the gym. I go up to the loft in my bedroom. You know, Jack LaLanne only needed that space right there, right? So I don't need all the fancy equipment. I just have a couple of pieces up there, and same thing with recording. I don't want to leave my house. I don't want to get dressed. I don't want to have to take the time out. By the time I get there and back, I could have already started laying down tracks. So I just go up there, fire it up. So the point is, the condenser mics I have seen now have USB connectors. You know that 3 prongs on most microphone cables, or they have a straight prong? Well, now they get a USB, and you can put that right into your computer and have a condenser mic quality sound. Awesome. The CD label, a CD burner, most have it. I don't know many that you can't get it with an upgrade of maybe 50, 60 bucks or less. CD label maker. But a more professional-looking product has color printing right on the CD. This is not a label. This is not paper. I can't imagine what that would be like. This is laser printing right on the face. And this CD is actually something new. It's this newest medium that's out where we can print right over the hub so we don't lose any space. So everything that you'll see... These CDs down here from some of my line. The athletic improvement. You get a skier there. Golf confidence. Another athletic improvement, number 2. Hot air balloons. All this color, all this prettiness, all this beauty. Remember the days of albums? Yeah. Let me see. Yeah, you're all old like me. Come on. So remember when, and we even call that, see, the mindset. People go, yeah, I got this new album. No, you got a new CD. But remember sitting there looking at the album cover? Reading it, you know, Kansas was big only because of the artwork. You know what I mean? That was big. You know, that was the thing you did. You listened to it, and you had that album cover in your hand. You looked at it. Well, they don't have that, but they have the beauty here where it catches their eye. You know, there's a lot to this. You know, it's not just give them something that's good on this silvery-looking thing with some text on it. If you make it look good, They get more value from it. They have a perception. I mean, reality is perception. So create a better perception of your product. It might not even sound as good as somebody else's, but sure looks good. Oh, you should see his CDs. They look great. How they sound? Well, they look great. It's like that food thing. I don't do it. I told you I don't do anything. There are machines you can buy now. And all this stuff has come down considerably in price. You can buy a printer where you can load in your CDs and it's automated, you know, and it'll print it right to it. Some of them now, it just goes through your computer and burns them right out. Somebody was telling me this the other day. But you see, I don't want to know this. That's why you're with me right now. Because I don't want to know, just like you don't want to know. I want it to be easy, yes. Do we have any more handouts? They're in the back of the room. Okay. Anyone, okay, right there. If you don't get a handout, here you go. Anyone who doesn't, if you leave it out, one, just email me, tom@prosperusa.com. I'll take one more question, then we're going to hold questions off for a while.
What would it cost when I was recording a CD, my computer stopped recording like 2 minutes into it, Gateway Pentium something or other?
What was the cause when he's recording halfway through, his computer shuts down?
Yeah.
You better call your computer guy, I don't know.
They didn't know either.
Buy another computer.
But I'll find someone else.
All right, this is the last question until we get going.
What do you think of downloads? Because that seems to be big on my
website. What do I think of downloads? Instead of selling the hard product? We're like this right now on the fence. We're not sure if it's going to affect the sales. I mean, it's all automated. There's no product. There's no shipping. There's no nothing. But it's also half or a third of the price. So, I believe I'll get into it. I believe we'll have an option. You can do one or the other. Well, I'm going to take questions in a bit. Let me just get through some more information, okay? Email is tom@prosperusa.com, PROSPERUSA.com. Or as one woman said when she introduced me, Prosperusa. she says, Tom Nikolai from Prosperusa.com. She didn't get anything right. I'm surprised she didn't say Tim. What we will do is we'll take a break halfway through so you can stretch your legs and do what you got to do. And that way there won't be a crowd out there and we can get in and out quickly. It will be quick, 10 minutes. And then we'll take some questions and we'll do them at the end, okay? So please write them down. All right. This is the exact microphone that I use to create most of my CDs. That costs $60. It's what used to be a $500 microphone in the studio. Now, it doesn't have to be this one. Oh, and one good source is musiciansfriend.com. And just click on recording, or if they have a link for microphones, microphones, condenser microphones, musiciansfriend.com. It's pretty much where I get my stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get it anywhere you want, but it's a pretty good source. And this here is the holder. You know, you get a I got a package. For $1,200, we got that whole CD burner, the 16-track digital studio, got mixing speakers, we got boom stands, cables, the microphone, blank CDs, man, everything was included. It was crazy. I mean, that stuff used to go $5,000, you know? Well, the 16-track, that would have been up to 10 grand. So what happens is this here piece screws into your mic stand, just screws right on. This is the clip. You stick your microphone in it. It hangs down in front of you, and you sit in front of it. Not a big deal. Yeah, don't hold it. Don't hold your mic. Do you know if you have a mic cable and it moves like this? That picks up like... That's annoying as hell when you're trying to do hypnosis. Microphone headset. You can try that. I do have one, but I only do it when I do Skype phone calling. You guys know about Skype?
No.
Here's a little tidbit that's not part of this. SKYPE.com. It's free. And it's like AOL instant messaging. If somebody's on it, you guys can talk back and forth. Well, this is for real. This is free phone calling international. When I talk to Georgina Kidd in Canada, we don't do anything but get on the computer and just press the button, and we're talking to each other right off the speakers and on the headset. I'm not paying for that call, neither is she. We're Skyping it.
It's free webcam as well.
And free webcam as well? Skype, SKYPE.com. But that's an aside. So the headsets, there are some that are really good. The one I have is $25. Went to Circuit City for $25. I got this headset with the little mic that sticks out. But it's difficult for the quality because you can't get it away from your face that far. Sometimes I just hang it over my neck. And I do this one. God bless you. What I do is if I'm talking, I want to record something. Now, here's another thing. It doesn't have to be hypnosis CDs like a session. It doesn't have to be recorded music, induction, deepener, suggestion, emergence. It might be just some information, and you're adding to your product kit, and you get this bright idea that, I'm going to talk about this, and it's a 15-minute thing. You put on your headset, just like the record teleseminars now. Well, I have a package. Another thing I do is life coaching and Skyrocket Personal Success, skyrocketpersonalsuccess.com. And on there, I have different people that I've interviewed who are major, major talents in human development. And the quality's terrible of the CDs that we recorded. But they're phone interviews. And the piece of paper, how I get around that is the piece of paper that goes out with the product package says, it's not the quality of the recording, it's the content. So you sit there, you're in your hotel room, somebody's talking to you out here, And they give you a bright idea. I mean, that's how I live. People give me bright ideas. My clients give me the bright ideas. Or the universe sends the bright idea. And all of a sudden you think, oh God, I got to do this now. And you run over to your hotel room. You put on the headset. You plug in. You record it. That was tough. You burn it. You add to your product kit. So imagine if you do that and you have a bunch of little lessons about whatever. Pick a topic of anything you do. And you have all these lessons. Well, you can put these lessons on these CDs, and now you have put them in a 6-CD folder or something, and you flip them out and you sell that for, I don't know, $79.95, $139.97, you pick a number. Always be reasonable with your pricing. I'm not as expensive as a lot of people, but I'm more expensive than many. I can't believe people are selling hypnosis CDs for $10. If you're doing that, look in a mirror and ask yourself why you don't think there's enough value in your product. Don't undersell yourself. It's not fair. You have to be fair to yourself and your client and your customer. Adapters to plug the microphone cable into the computer. That's going to be rare. It's going to be really rare if you need that, but Radio Shack's the adapter place, right? Recording software. I'm going to show you that in a moment. Here's another thing I did bring with me. If you go to the NGH bookstore, the background tracks, my royalty-free background tracks. Who doesn't know what royalty-free is? You all know? It's okay if you don't. Okay. If you get a piece of music and you didn't get permission to use it and it's not yours, you can get sued for using it. It's not yours. But if you buy music like what I have here, I know Ron's got some, the Guild has a couple that I have. I have Ron's too. You see, that's the thing. It's not just about one thing. I have Ron Esslinger's set. I have the Guild's 2 CDs and I have my own stuff. And that breaks it up and it gives you a lot of variety and you can record similar CDs, you know, the same sort of program, like say there are a bunch of weight loss CDs, but you just don't want the same background track over and over as they listen to 6 different CDs through time. So it's a nice way to break it up. So that means you can buy the CD and you get the rights to use it. You can't resell the music, but you can use it on anything that you sell. Make sense? You'll be there after, I know, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right. I love your style. How long's the break? You like that word?
Audacity.
Oh, you like Audacity? Free. Audacity. You just type, I think it's audacity.com. Who's using it? Cool. You like it? Software program. Wait, look up recording software. Do you like it? Who's using it? You like it?
Absolutely.
You like it?
I don't know how to use it well enough yet.
Good thing you're here. Who else? You like it? Is it giving you trouble at all? Okay. So there are some people who are using it. Don't take my word for it. Like I say about selling my CDs, on my websites, don't take my word for it. Testimonials. You put that up and let them speak for you. Well, these people just spoke for it. I'm going to show you screen by screen by screen of what to click, how it works, what to do, and it's going to take everything out of this. Now, there are some steps in the handout. The pictures aren't there, but the steps are there. So as you look at the handout, follow these steps. But some of the steps that I don't go over that are in the handout, they just don't apply for this software, okay? There are other softwares that have a couple extra steps involved. But for this purpose, and I did this intentionally because I want you all to get as much as you possibly can for the least cost. So if you get free software, what's about the best I can do for you? Oh, okay. Audacity.sourceforge.net. That's the link right there. But it might be in your handout. I think it's in your handout, yeah? Okay. It is free. It's easy to use, and it's more than sufficient. All recording software that's out there will do way more than you'll ever need. For instance, does your phone do more than you ever need?
Yeah.
I just want to call people. We did this beautiful concert last night in down the hall, and somebody took the... Oh, is that good?
Yeah.
Somebody took their phone and took pictures and sent me them today. And I'm like, what the heck's this? What? I don't know. I never got a picture on my phone before. I've got text messages, you know, when I was in Paris. That's how we all communicated with the Sheikh. But I'm like, what is this? I don't understand. I bring it up. I go, wow, that's a nice picture. I don't know how to do that. I forget how to put it on so I can turn it around and take a picture with it. It's my phone. All you want to do is record your voice. You want to bring in a piece of music that you have on your computer, And you want to mix it down and edit it a little bit and maybe add a little effects. Oh, please. And if anyone in here is doing this, well, let me just do this. No matter what I say throughout the day, this is just my opinion. And if it hurts your feelings, well, again, look in the mirror because I'm not looking to hurt your feelings, but maybe it's something to learn from. If you're adding saturated echo and reverb, stop. It is the most annoying thing to deal with when you're sitting down for 20 minutes and you hear like this big, empty, open garage, like a big stadium concert hall, and your voice is coming through. I heard of somebody who had a free download and that they had a good reputation, and I didn't listen to it because of that reason. It drove me crazy. You don't need to embellish this stuff. You just need good quality sound. And I'll teach you some of the effects to use for effect, no pun intended. Ron, I didn't get a scan of your stuff, right? I would have pushed you up here too. But these are the CDs, the two the guild has in Mayan. Now, why do I have flames right here? No. If you don't use royalty free, you'll get burned. No, I'm not. It just came to me. Thanks. If you don't use royalty free music, you will get burned. And let's say you get away with it. Hey, quite honestly, in the beginning, you know, I was getting music from here and there, just stuff, you know. You go online and you just get stuff. And I'd use it on my tapes, which I'm going to talk about in the marketing side. Oh, if you're making tapes, please stop. Please stop. The reason why I went to CD is because I had clients saying, I don't have a tape deck. So please stop. As a matter of fact, the CDs are getting to the point where pretty soon they say, I don't have a CD player. I got an iPod. I got a digital unit. You know, everything's all out here. It's not even tangible anymore. Think about it. All right, but people do like hard copy, especially the people we're selling to, usually 30 and older, baby boomers and such. Well, they still like receiving a product. They still like having something. And sometimes they'll do both. Can you believe that? Because if they have it on their iPod, well, sometimes they get both because they like to have the CD too in case they use it in another location. And they don't always have their iPod with them. It's crazy how people think, but you want to, you know, fill everything you can, every demand you can. Preparing to record. Take a look at the graphics and see how they match what I wrote. Too often we're caught up in this whole gig right here. We're spinning out of control in time. The clock's going, we're running, and the clock is actually just on our backs. This is as important as anything. You need to absolutely set aside time when you will not be disturbed. And I mean unplug the phone. Tell people not even to bother you. And what I do with my clients is when they get too analytical or too much of the thinking of what they have to do and what's coming up tomorrow and what they had to do at work, I just tell them simply, you know what? If we both died right here now, a bomb hit this building, guess what? I hate to tell you, we're not so important that people wouldn't keep living. Well, same thing with your recording. You're not so important, and nothing is so important except for maybe something that comes up out of the ordinary. Well, you need to be disturbed, and you can't take 30 minutes, 40 minutes. I mean, it's really, you can do this, but we all put ourselves in this open mode these days. All these electronics are just taking our privacy away. Well, create some privacy and record some stuff. Glass of water. Oh. You ever do a session, and all of a sudden that got dry, and your eyes started to water? That stinks when you're in the middle of a good track. And you think, oh, it's on such a roll. It was coming. It sounded good. And you had to stop and redo it. So have a glass of water. Close all the programs in your computer. I know you love sitting there waiting to see who's going to email you next. I know you love that, even though it's just some spam that's sent to you. But shut it down. Just shut it down. Oh, one reason why I personally record externally, one of the main reasons, to be honest with you, is that my computer, the fan is loud. Now, in the laptop, you don't get that sound, but I'm doing this all up in the loft in my master bedroom suite. And I have a loud fan going off, and that gets picked up almost as if it was this big fan, because this microphone picks up really well. So that's why I go external. But if you have your laptop and you're doing it, you're not going to get those sounds. Well, maybe I just figured something out. I should go downstairs to where I have my laptop in the study and do them there. Ah, okay. Know your dialogue. How many people have heard stories of clients who have gone to other hypnotists and they said, I know they were reading to me. You ever hear stories like that? Especially when it's like some of these bigger places. They just hire people in, they have them read to the client. There's nothing worse. You don't want to sound like you're reading. It's like, you ever see some of the presenters, and maybe not here because we, you know, we wouldn't do that here, but they just read to you? Now, I've gone from my notes and then added to it, but they just read it straight to you. You might as well have sat there and just read it yourself. Well, don't let your CD sound like that. Don't read it to them. Do it like a session. You know, work it. What I do is I just close my eyes and I just feel it. I'm there with the client. I'm just thinking of one person. I'm not thinking I'm recording a CD or, you know, this is something that everyone's going to hear. I'm just one person. I'm on one person only. That's my focus. So I'm talking to that microphone as if it's my client. I'm talking to the microphone with the same emotion, the same tone, the same feelings. And here's an aside. If you go to... I'm sorry, bad language. When you go to my website... I should know better. When you go to my websites, I should add the yes there. Opt in to be on my hypnotist mailing list, my e-zine. But you'll also see that to opt in, you got to get a, you need a reason. So I send you these reports, but you can get a free, and it's in quotes, live audio download of me presenting. Guess where I did it? In my freaking underwear. I did it with a wave file of applause, more than that, a lot of applause. I did it with a bunch of laughter like that. Two wave files, freebies. You go online and just download free wave files, you know. So I put a piece of music in there. And ladies and gentlemen, Tom Nicoli, applause. And I stood up and did this. Thank you, everybody. I'm so glad you're here today. I want to share this information with you. And then I had to do a little arm test with them and a little laughter in there. And I mixed it all up in the loft in my bedroom. So know your dialogue. Work it. You know, work it. Work it. All right. When did we start? One? All right, so we'll break in about a half hour or so. Just remind me, because I can get caught up and keep going. This is what the screen looked like. Here's what I did for you. I said, well, what's the best way for me to present this? You know, last year we didn't have the visual. But even with the visual, what's the best way for me to present this? And that was to do it for you. I don't use Audacity. I mean, I did. But I did it for you step by step. And when I brought up the screen, I just put the screen on the slide that I was looking at. So this is what it looks like on your computer. When you open up Audacity, this is what you will see. Now there's... I don't know if this will catch it. Nah. There's some things to look at here. And we'll go over this. The microphone is right here. And it's a LR, left and right. When you start talking into your mic, this will be your meter. You know, you see those EQ graphs and you see the yellow, green, yellow, red. Well, red means you're getting hot. It's getting too hot and it's going to start distorting. You want to hit the red if you're using a meter like that, but not ride in it. Okay? But this doesn't have that. What it has are negative numbers up to zero. Zero is your peak point. But you're always going to test anyway. And I'm going to talk about setting the microphone volume level. That's probably the most difficult thing you do, and that's nothing. Also, when I clicked on this, it opens up, and it has it, this isn't here. It's just all gray. When you click the red button to record, on this program, it records immediately. Okay, so keep that in mind. Other programs, you can click record and pause, and you can have some space and time to get ready. But be ready, because once you click record, that starts recording. That blue line is recording. That's a sound. But it's just the noise room. That's why there's no ups and downs on it, because I didn't say anything yet. But as soon as you click record, this pops up. This is one of your tracks. You follow what I mean by tracks? So imagine if it's on a board that you're used to with faders, that would be one of your tracks, okay? That's one vocal track you'll have, or your music track, however you want to do it. It doesn't matter what order you do it in either. But right over here it says mono, 44, 100 hertz, 16-bit. 44100 will always pop up. That's the universal number that you want to have in order to have this program work. And I can't give you all the specifics, so don't ask me what the engineering side of it all, because I'll have to go get that piece of paper I throw away. I don't want to know. All I know is this is what, these are the requirements. If you just follow this, it will work well. Okay? But also, this is your whole mixing area. L and R is left and right in the headphone. So wherever you move this slider, it's going to pan over this way or that way. Now, most of my CDs, I have two vocal tracks. What am I going to put one vocal track on there for when I can add two and I can give them twice as much information and create a confusion technique? And as they're listening to this, that's going by. And as they listen to that, maybe that goes by. So I pan them like this. So as you listen to me talk over here, and I said, that's right. And over here, it may complement what I just said or say something totally different. And as I'm counting down, doing the deepener, five, deeper still. Because all of those issues are fading and passing. All your behaviors are becoming more positive. I'm putting in suggestions while I'm deepening, which I do live too. Utilize your time really well. There's also a plus and minus here, and this is volume. That's not hard, huh? That's not difficult, is it? Say, no, Tom, that's not difficult. Thank you. I just want to see if you'd say that. Now, right here, we have a volume. You have a volume fade. You got your rewind, pause, stop. You know, I mean, it's just simple, simple, simple. So that's bringing up your first track. To set your volume, your recording volume, and this is on my computer. It probably looks similar in yours. Excuse me. You open it up. Keep your volume setting about 50%. This is your recording volume. Okay, it's on the lower part of your taskbar. You have the speaker icon in your lower right. You know, lower left it says start. And lower right you have the stuff that's on your taskbar. Just double click on the speaker icon or whatever icon you have that brings up your mixer here on the computer and your sound levels and your EQ. Now, some have a basic and advanced, and you click one or the other to find this. Just bring it up halfway. That's all you'll need. I mean, all the computers are pretty much set flat, you know. That's what I was talking about. Those meters right there. All right. See how I was talking here? See how we have a sound? We have something going on? Well, yes. Oh, when I'm doing the deepener, and the question is, when I'm doing the deepener and I'm adding suggestions during it, am I panning the tracks? When I say panning the tracks, like sometimes you'll hear music CDs and it goes from one side of the headphone to the other. Right? I'm not doing that. Sometimes I play with it and I'll bounce them back and forth and I'll let them cross and come back, but that can be annoying. That can make people, you know, respond and not just stay where they are. So I just set them. If I pan them, I'm just setting them up, and they stay there. I'm not moving them. Oh, they're two separate tracks. Oh, yeah. And that's what I'm going to show you. You can't do that on one track. You can't put two vocal tracks on one track.
So are you speaking over yourself?
One microphone? Sure. Oh, one microphone. Yeah, so the question was, am I doing these two vocals on one track? That's an impossibility. If you speak, you got one vocal track. If you want to speak again, you need the next track that will come up. And then the two of them you mix together and you pan them any way you want. You can have them both straight up. Yeah, there are sometimes I'm stepping right on what I say, but I'm going to show you how to avoid that. See, what you do is when you record your first track, you can see your recording. How cool is that? You don't have to wait to hear what you said, but as the cursor is moving down, so what happens when you press play and you record this track, your second track comes up that's blank, and the cursor starts moving. Well, when it hits here, you know you're in dead space. When the cursor moves down this way, you know that this was something you said with some power, and in here it's fading out, and you can speak here, and here, and here. And I'm going to show you exactly how he did that, because I knew that question would come up. Good question. Okay, so notice up here what I was saying. This is red all the time, but here's your level. That's how far you're hitting. And you follow the numbers that are here, and zero is where you want to... Oh, if you don't record what they call hot enough, with enough signal, enough volume, when you put it on your CD player, and I've done this, When you put it on your CD player, you'll have to crank it in order to even hear it. Okay? So you don't want to do that. You want to make sure your recording volumes are up high enough. So many times what I'll do, not many times, not anymore, but what I would do is record something, burn it, and test it. Let me tell you a funny story. This is a funny story. Some of you have heard it before, but I don't care. Because it's a funny story, and the rest need to hear it. When you test your CD, I want you to be sure you test it in a CD player. This is guy Tom Nicoli, and he made this CD one morning while he's going to his office, working with a client who is being filmed on one of the local news stations. I have Italian descent, but this client was soprano Italian. I say that with all respect. Owns a restaurant. Here's his attitude. When he's filming the first piece, he looks in the camera and says, "You know, my doctor wants me to be 185. I'd rather be dead than 185. How's that for a weight loss client? I'd rather be dead than 185. I'm thinking, well, what am I working with this guy for? Well, Peter comes in, we do some work. And one morning I'm going to the office and he's going to come in and I think, I want to hit him with a new CD because, you know, it's all being filmed and I want to get this guy really cranking. When I come in, we had done a couple sessions. He had been to Vegas. And he says to me, "Hey, I'm getting so good at this, right? I'm in Vegas and I get the laptop like this. My friend comes in, unplugs, I look at him, he plugs it back in, I go right back." I go, "Cool. I mean, cool. You're getting really good at this, you know?" Well, when I burned the CD, I put it in the computer and I listened to it, and it was cool, it was fine. So this is when I was doing my live audio live thing, you know? I had Peter come in while I had other sessions. So I put him in there, and I do my live bit, and then I increase, and I'll say, and as my voice decreases, my voice increases. Yeah, a little confusion. You know? So I bring it up, and I walk out. I go do the other session. And I come back. And as my voice decreases, and my voice increases, and you hear my voice, you respond to my voice now at all times. He opens his eyes and goes, "Wow. There was a time when I heard nothing." Nothing. He didn't go to sleep because I didn't have to wake him up. So I lean over, you know, and I'm standing right in that chair that I showed you. And I start increasing the volume, right, because the headphones are unplugged now. And I said, "Geez, Peter." And in my mind, I just went, "Oh, my God, it's blank. Gee, Peter, you got so good at this. You go so deep now. You're awesome. You're the best subject." Peter lost 15 pounds. Oh, yeah, we're magic people. Blank CD. So test it in a CD player. Because if you don't save it in the right format, it won't play in a CD player. But this will save in the right formats. In a WAV file, you know, burn it that way. You could go MP3s, but the WAV file will be just fine. Okay, so that's what this slide's for. Notice everything's still straight up and down. We're right in the middle. Everything's in the middle. Everything's centered. So if you have it on, you hear it equal on both sides. But I'm going to show you how that changes. The multi-track recording procedure is you plug your microphone into your computer or your USB port. You open the recording software. Click the red button to start recording. It immediately begins with this software. Record your track. When finished recording, click stop. And then do the same thing. It's like the shampoo bottle. Rinse and repeat. That's all you do. You record and repeat. And you can lay down all the tracks you want. I mean, you're not going to get crazy about this. You don't overdo it. It's unnecessary. So, I mean, the most tracks I think I had, 1, 2, 3, 6. Binaural beats, way down low because you don't want that annoying sound going off. Ocean sounds, music, two vocal tracks in a very fast, not really subliminal, but you can tell them that it's subliminal, down at a very low level of 10 continuous positive suggestions looped throughout. So they're getting hit from every angle. But that's more work than I want to do anymore. And it's not necessary. You know, I found it's just not necessary. All right, now, what I was saying before, the question we had about the two tracks, and how you're painting them and such, and then do you step on yourself? Well, there was a time when I'd record what I would listen back to me. If it's on the external recorder, I don't see this. I can't see what I recorded. I don't have this opportunity to know what I've done without hearing it. So when I have the headphones on and I'm hearing what I said, though I don't remember what I just said, I have to, you know, work it so I get my voice in there in the right places. Well, that's a challenge. One, two, three, four, five. That's exactly what the recording sounds like. That's what I said. I counted to five. Now, I knew when I looked at this and after I recorded it. So I hit the red button. It started going. I started counting. Okay? Now, notice that this one hits harder than down here. So that means I gave this more power. It even shows you that. Well, I knew that I had space immediately. So as soon as I hit that red button, as soon as I clicked it, I said one. So what you hear is one, one, two, two, three, three, four, four, five, five. Do you see that? Do you all see that? So I'm bouncing in the spaces on my second track, you see? So I'm not stepping on myself right here and right here and right there. I give myself the space. I see the space, so I know right where to talk. So as I was saying this track, I looked at the cursor coming across, and I said two. I saw the cursor get here. I said three. Make sense? That's not hard, is it? I mean, that's easy, isn't it? Never speak in the negative. Now notice, we're still straight up and down. We're still right in the center. Everything's straight and flat. Oh, see, here's the cursor I'm talking about? It's going across as I'm playing it back. But you'll have one that comes right across here, just like, you know, if you were on a Word file or something. Here's, oh, think of this. Think of what I'm showing you as an MS Word document or an email. You all know how to type and copy and paste, right? You drag over, you highlight, and you can cut it or you can copy it. Well, how's this? You can take dialogue. Let's say you want to loop suggestions. Don't repeat them 30 times. If you're going to say five positive suggestions, say five. And then take your mouse, drag it over and highlight that, right mouse click and click copy. And then down here, you bring your cursor, you click there like it was the end of your sentence, and you paste it there, and guess what? You just said it twice. Copy and paste, copy and paste.
That's how you get your fast 10 positive suggestions that you used to do.
Is that how I did the 10 positive suggestions that I used to do? I still do that. Yeah, I didn't say 10 things all through the 20-minute CD. I said it once, like copy, paste, copy, paste, copy, paste, copy, paste. You can do that with external units too, but not as easy as this. Folks, it doesn't get easier than this. It really doesn't. Okay. So we got that, how we do the dual, right? That was my son about 12 years ago. That was his first guitar. We keep it in the family, you know. The audio background tracks. Maybe you want to make your own. The CD that you'll get, the royalty-free background CD that I have, I made that one. I just took a bunch of different stuff, used a couple of different softwares, and I created that. So you can create your own, or you can purchase it. Quite frankly, I'm not sure I'm going to be creating many more because it's fatiguing. And it's really difficult to record them as well as you can get them. I can't record anything like what I got from Ron or anything like what the Guild put together or any other people's like kind of new agey kind of music. Or I mean, I can go to the beach and record waves, but why would I want to do that when I can buy, you know, some nature CD and just put in the sounds I want? So you record or import before or after the vocal track. What that means is you just saw two vocal tracks because I recorded them with the microphone. But how do you put the music there? I'm going to show you where you click File, and then you drop down, it says Import. You click that. You find wherever you saved your music file. You double-click it, and it pops right in. You don't have to do anything. It loads as the third track. And I'm going to show you how that works. Jesse, he's adorable, huh? Here's how we do it. This is exactly what it looks like when you go home and do this. Up here it says Project on the taskbar. What do you need? Can I stand on the other side? No, because I got to point to this. Sorry. Project drop down says import audio. That's the first screen. These were two different steps, but I just put them on this one slide for you. And when I clicked on import audio, right there in one of my folders says MIDI files. You can see all the sounds here. These are all songs that I have in there. And in there I had a music track. It's not a music track. It's water. I put in, for this demonstration, I put in a stream. All right. Well, how you get the music files in? How do I get the music files in the computer? That's a good question. Two ways. If you have a CD, you put it in your CD player, and you upload it onto your computer. You save it. You know, open up your My Computer, click on the drive that has the CD, right mouse click on it, and then save it, and then put it in the folder you want. But I got this stuff downloaded on the internet. You go on the internet, you get free WAV files everywhere. All these nature sounds. And remember, all you need is 30 seconds, and you just copy and paste it all through your tracks. Oh, no, it's just a search, a Google search. I don't have any specific web page. They want to know if I have a web page that I go to for these WAV files. I just search. I just click in free downloads, free WAV downloads. Because, I mean, these are just nature sounds. It's nobody's music. It's not something that you're going to get sued for. Okay? So, see that two-step? That was pretty easy, right? Yes? All right. All this stuff I'm showing you, is it for Macs also? I don't know. I've never used a Mac. But Mac has its own kind of way of working things, but it's supposed to be the best if you're doing audio and music files and mixing and such. There's plenty on it. I don't know the answer. If you do what's on there and you download this stuff, it doesn't matter what computer it's on. This is how you use the software. Okay. So, all you have are two steps here. Just two steps. Now, mind you, this was just a click. I clicked there. I double-clicked on this music file, or this sound file, and this is what it... Now, see, I still only have two vocal tracks, right? I still only have two vocal tracks there. The music's not there yet. But once I double-clicked right on that file that I have saved in my folder, this is what you see. Immediately, this pops up. That's a stream. That's the sound of a stream. So now... If you look here, I have it more panned to the right. That button, I don't know if you can see it, it's more to the right. So I put the music more over, the water more over to the right side. Just to show you, those things do move. You know, if you just click on them and move them. So here I have the counting, and I have a stream running through it. There are my three tracks. That was easy, huh? No?
Yes.
Yeah.
The stream is just background light.
It's just water. It's a stream. When I say a stream, I mean a stream, a brook. A stream. It isn't too loud because you have to control the volume. You can mix it as low as you want, as loud as you want, and you don't have to use water. The only water I usually will use is maybe some light rain or ocean waves. All right, I'll take a couple of questions before I get to the next slide. Where's the volume? That's over here. This plus and minus, there's a minus and a plus, that's your volume fader right there.
But in terms of the whole royalty-free music thing, like say I go down...
Oh, you'll love it when you get it, yeah.
Well, say I buy a book of your scripts. Am I allowed to use the scripts, or do you have to have permission?
The question was, regarding the royalty-free CD, if she buys my scripts, if she... able to use my scripts? Hell no. I'll beat you up. I'll come and find you. Though guess what? We can't police the world, and some people do what they do. But theoretically, legally, ethically, no. You can take from other people and alter it and tweak it and use ideas, but you can't. That's plagiarism. You can't do that. Well, I'm sorry. Well, that's good. My scripts aren't royalty-free. Some people have royalty-free scripts. Yes, they'll say, if you buy this, you can use it. If I did that, I would sell you that for, $5,000 or something. If I'm creating everything for you, you're going to pay for it because that's what you're going to make back on it. Ed? That's cool. But you had to pay $50. See, like when you do licensing rights and things like that, you have to pay. But some people will be kind enough to give it to you. But you're asking me, and I'm saying no. So what Ed was saying was, you know, some people do have scripts where you can get royalty free, but I'm not talking to you about scripts. I'm talking about how to record your recordings, and what you put on there is up to you. Yes?
I'm wondering if you find the royalty free, can you take portions of that, cut them out, add different things to them, or do you have to use it in their entirety?
If she buys a royalty free CD, does she have to use it in its entirety? No. You can use whatever part of it you want because you just purchased it and you were given the permission to use that music on your own stuff. Yeah, I'm sorry, you were first. Next.
When you play that DAC, are you hearing, you're playing DAC all three tracks at the same time?
Yeah. When I play this back, are we hearing all three tracks at the same time? If I want to. There's a button right up here. It says mute. If I click on that mute button, that track won't play. It will scan by, but it won't be heard.
So if you play back all three tracks and you found that the stream was a little too loud, then you could go back.
I'd go right over to that top slider, that fader, right below where it says mute, and I'd just go to the left. So if it's the stream's too loud as I listen to it, yes, this is in the mixing part. If I'm playing this back, the question was, and the water's too loud, the stream is just annoying or too loud or more than the vocal, well, I just go over there and click the fader. See, that's what the pre-mix is, where you keep playing back your tracks until you get them the way you want. And I'm going to talk about that all in the mix. Yes?
Yes. About the right and the left track, do you choose a specific content for left side?
Good question. About the left and right track, do I choose a specific content for either track? No, I don't. Because it's not panned so far. See, I don't pan it so it splits in your head. You can hear it in both sides, but more in one side than the other. So it isn't just right up straight in your head, together. Yes?
Do you copyright your material?
Do I copyright my material? All you have to do is just put the C on the bottom, all rights reserved. That's how you copyright. Yes, and yes, I do. The question was, if I'm going to test externally on a CD player of what I have up here, do I put it on a CDRW so I can write over it? The only answer I have for you is that I don't do that. It's always been after the fact that I'll put it on there and then remix if need be. And I've never done it. See, maybe I'm just so... some of you have seen me talking. I tell you, I'm the biggest dope going, you know? I just toss it and burn another one, but I guess the smart thing would do to be able to rewrite over it. Now, see, this is the thing. You have options. You know, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. And I don't see why not. Yes, question. God bless you. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Okay. I'll give you the... These are comments. Please, only questions, though. Go ahead. You can finish. Go ahead. The third one.
The other thing is people like little bonuses. So
well, of course. But I'll get into that in the marketing side of it all. She was mentioning how she has 100 books, CDs, you know, product, and we'll do both the hard and the downloadable at the same price. Quite frankly, I don't know anyone that does that. The whole idea to entice them to download it is to give them cheap, and it's cheap to do, but good for you if you're doing that. And the other was about adding bonuses, and we're going to get all into that in the marketing side of it. Any questions before we take a short break? Anybody? Yes.
Where do you get your printable CDs?
You'd have to ask Gentech that. I don't do this work. I outsource everything. Here's an idea. I could do all this work in my office. I could do all this work in my home. I could mass produce. I could buy the machines. I could do the shipping. But I'd rather be by the pool. I paid Gentech $180,000 last year, and it was well worth it, because my take was plenty. And I'm going to sell you another place. No, every time I speak and mention them, the president of the company says to me, I get these people calling up saying, I want the Tom Nicoli deal. And he says, and I have to tell them, it doesn't exist. I have a partnership with this company. So they do all my web work, all my duplication, all my fulfillment, all my ordering. Anything I need, I just drop an email and pick up the phone, and it gets done. As a matter of fact, if you call there now, it says, well, hello, this is Gentech Incorporated and the Tom Nicoli Duplicating Fulfillment Center. That's how important it got to be. However, I will give you this tidbit. To get CDs done is very, very difficult in small quantity, and maybe you don't need 100, 500, 1,000 CDs. So what the man from Gentech did is he created dupe25.com, D-U-P-E-2-5. What do you think that means? They will duplicate as low as 25 CDs. You send them, or they'll just do, you know, stock artwork that they have the rights to, and you just send them the content, and they burn it, and they dupe them, and they send you 25 CDs back. That's something you have to get involved with. I have no idea. I have no idea about this packaging. That was the question. Do they package them as well?
D-U-P-E.
Number two, number five. D-U-P-E. Dupe25.com, okay? And there'll be samples there. You'll probably see some of my stuff there. Anybody been to my CD site? Pretty good? They look great. You see how I market when we talk about that later? Ooh. And I'm going to tell you how I lost, not lost, because I never had it, that I left on the table, as they say, in 2003 when Dateline went nuts and business and all that crazy stuff, because I was not prepared. And that's why it's a blessing that you're here today, because you're going to be prepared where I wasn't. So when you do get an interview, you do finally break through, you do become more popular, you get some big publicity hit. I did the numbers. We have a conversion rate of 7%, which is extremely high. Gentlemen like Dick Sutphin and Bart Baggett, when I told them that, and I asked them, how do I get it bigger? They're like, I don't know. I mean, that's huge. And our average sale is $70. So out of every 100 people that come to my site, 7 of them spend $70. Well, if I had that going on in 2003, with the sales we had with a stupid $14.95 cassette tape, and we sold like $50,000 worth of that tape in 1 week, well, that year, I would have made another $400,000 if I was prepared. Oh, I hate talking about that. I could have had the indoor pool. Okay, so let me see where I am. All right, before we get into the editing. So this is how we get the third track in. Now I'm going to show you, once you have all your tracks. See, now keep in mind, please, before we take this break, I don't care what any of this sounds like right now. I really don't. I could see, like, there's a little thing right there. That's probably some noise. I mean, once my chain was picked up. Well, that's okay, because we can edit this stuff. This here might be too loud. That's okay. We can edit this stuff. And that's what we're going to get into next. I'm going to say 10 minutes. Please be prompt, because I'm not going to wait. And do what you got to do and come on back. Having fun?
Yes.
Excellent. What's going on? How you been?
I actually did get an interview. I have national syndicated series for somebody in alternative health, which is pretty cool.
Excellent.
It would be nice if I had product, but you know what? One thing at a time. We're in here, mm-hmm. Now. It should be more.
No, I'm fine, thank you, Rick. Appreciate the concern.
So the ones that the Guild has are good enough quality for you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they're not.
No, they're good. No, they're good.
Okay, and then Ron has some that he has produced.
He has
and they're over there?
Some sound. I don't know. You have to ask him. He has some sounds. He has like theta sounds in there. And so I just like to have a whole bunch of stuff, you know. But Ron's right back there.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Do you know any English troop houses, duplicating houses?
I don't. Maybe Brookhouse does.
That's a good idea.
How you doing, man? Good night last night?
Too many parental guardians.
Mm-hmm.
I've saved his marriage.
No, not even that. As soon as I came out dragging.
Oh, really? Yeah. When
I have a bunch of stuff in there. All right, folks, let's try to find a seat. We got some fun stuff to do. And then we're going to talk about CDs. Pardon? Did you? They're fantastic. Every presentation I do, and when kids come in the office too, I use that. It blows their minds. I don't care what it is. You can tweak it for anything. Let's say it's you're doing a weight loss thing. You know, before you use hypnosis, you know, your weight loss success was like this, blank. You know, and then you started going to programs, then it was like this. Now, when you finish with hypnosis...
But the thing to do is actually to get another one with just plain pages in it. Because people...
Want to pass it out.
Yeah.
And they go, how do you do that?
Yeah.
How much is that?
$20. Everything I have here is drastically reduced. Some of it's really drastically reduced. Some of it's just pretty good reduction. All right, what's up?
Ready to go home.
Ready to go home?
Go home, yeah. I'll fire it up here.
$20. It's a big table. Yeah.
All right. Is there anybody lingering out in the hall? Hi, Doc. All right. Whoop, I gotta turn this back on, don't I?
What's your email? Did you tell us that?
Tom@prosperusa.com. Yeah, I did tell you about it. PROSPER.com. Everybody in? Pardon?
If not, tough.
Last couple people. Do we got a few questions? I'll take a few now before we get going again. Anybody have any questions yet at this point? Yes, Lee? Excuse me, ladies. Excuse me. I'm trying to listen to this question. Thank you.
I can't sit at home and wait for orders to come in, so I'm looking for a company that will take the orders, take the payments, ship them out, and then just pay me at the end. Have you got anybody that you could recommend, or is anybody here got someone they can recommend to do that?
What Lee's looking for is a fulfillment center. Duplication and fulfillment center. That's a tough one, Lee. You know, that's why I've been with Gentech for 10 years. Because it's a difficult thing. You know, even if you don't have the sales, they'll still charge you warehouse space, and all the fine print is a killer. Because I was going to change my partnership and find a fulfillment center and keep more on my end, but I found out that I really couldn't. Plus, the relationship I have and the work that gets done, it's all top-notch, top quality. I can't jeopardize that, and I'm not going to pay any more than I am, because it's quite substantial. But... Is everybody in? Where's Ed? Ed got lost. Any questions at all? Questions? No? So everybody's pretty much got this together so far? Yes?
Typically, how many tracks do you usually have?
Typically, how many tracks do I usually have? Nowadays, 3. Okay. 2 vocal, and some of them are 1 vocal with a background music track, 2 tracks only. Don't kill yourself. Ken was asking me earlier about the mixing binaural beats and the subliminal messaging, and oh man, you know, it's not necessary, quite frankly. You know, it's almost like hypnosis itself. Don't think you're going to create such a CD that you're going to all of a sudden create a miracle inside somebody's head. If their desire and intent isn't there already, then I don't care what you lay on that thing, you're not going to really, really blow their minds, though you can, you know, enhance it a bit. Like Ron's got a Theta CD in his set. And that's really cool. Like, you can get sounds in there that will assist deepening into state. But the person's not going to change if they weren't going to change anyway, just like your client. However, a lot of people, even if they don't send them back. It's like most things, it didn't work. They throw it aside, right? Question.
On Audacity, can you save your extract on there, or do you have to then download it onto your...
No, on Audacity, can you save your tracks? Yeah. Once you're done, you're going to click on File, Save As, and then you save your mix.
And there's no charge for any of
them? No, you save it on your hard drive. You save it on your hard drive. Oh, yeah. The Mac users. Mac users? Okay. Ken, where are you? Where is he? Oh, what was it? BIAS. On the Mac users, the software that you can get, Ken uses it. BIASDECK. Bias Deck. He says it's about $99 for the package of the two pieces you need. And he's using it, and he says it works fine on the Mac. That's all I can tell you about Mac. Yeah, you don't need the full studio version. Just like these programs I'm telling you about. Why free Audacity? Why not Pro Tools? You don't need it. You just don't need it. Even this is more than you'll need.
So Audacity is more than you'll need.
Sure. Why don't I use it? Because I recorded my 16-track digital studio. It's just how I'm used to it and I'm comfortable with it. And I don't want to buy another microphone to plug into my USB port. Plus, like I said, if I record on my computer upstairs where I work... I got the fan, the noise from the computer. So I'd have to move my whole operation down into my study, which I don't want to do.
But you don't recommend we buy one of those portable digital recording studios like the Guitar Center?
Do I recommend you buy one of those portable digital studios? If you do and you use them, I mean, they're great. But I'm also a musician, so I kind of like having that ability to be able to have my own studio. And I make my own music CDs. I play all of it. I even sing 3 vocal tracks to it. You won't see this, though. If you use an external unit, you're not going to see your recording, so you're not going to be able to bounce those tracks like we talked earlier. So that's one of the disadvantages, okay? This is, if you go to a recording studio, this is what you will see. They will have a monitor up, and whatever they're using, they will still be able to see the same kind of stuff and edit this way. You can't do that with the external units. Yes? When you edit your tracks, which is what we're going into next, when you edit your tracks, is there like a little bleep in there? For instance, like, I guess when somebody swears on a television show and they have to bleep it, they edit it that way. No, it's clean. It's all digital. It's all clean. However, I'm going to show you when you edit, you can also create fades. So you can actually take part of the track, and let's say there was some clunker in here, something in this download, there was just some clunky noise or something. I would cut it out, and maybe it's too abrupt. Right? It might be too abrupt as the piece you cut out, the two pieces come together. Well, where I cut out, I can highlight just a little piece, and it tapers. You know, it just tapers like a point to a point, and it fades out. And you can set the amount of fade time, and then you take the other part, and you just click on effects, I'll show you that, and click fade, and you have fade time. And then you do the other part, and you click on it, and you click fade in. Fade out, fade in, and then it goes, there would be like do 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 do. So that part you clipped out, you can make it comfortable to the ear by not having anything abrupt and fading out and then fading back in. It's nothing to do. Mark? I'm sorry. When you cut, you can also insert silence. In the effects, you can click on it, it says insert silence, and you can insert moments of silence. So let's say you said something, and there was a space, and there was noise in there, and then you said something. And then you cut out the space, and now you're saying something right against what you said. Well, you can add a bit of silence in between the two. Mark was next. Mark, you had a question?
Are you hearing this when you're editing?
I do. Yeah, when I'm editing, am I hearing it? Well, actually, you have to. You can edit one track at a time. You don't have to hear all three. It's not as if you get a fight through listening to all three tracks. You just click that mute button. Right there, you just click mute and mute, and now you're only listening to this one. That's what you want to do. You want to listen to one track. Make sure it's fine. It's right where you want to go. Mute it and go to the next one. And then the third one, and then mix all three together as far as the volumes go. Question? Go ahead.
When you're laying down track two, you can that? Am I right that you can be listening to track one so you know?
Oh, yeah. When you're laying down track two, you can play track one in your head so you can be hearing what you said. And you could also turn down the volume of it or turn up the volume of it and then record your second track. So when you are laying down your second track, you have the option to either listen to the track you just recorded or not. Back here. Is there a specific condenser mic? No. I forget the MXL or something like that, that fat one that was up there. That, like I said, it was $60. Don't be spending, I mean, it's up to you, but I don't suggest you have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars here. You know, for short money, you can get everything you need. The recording software is free. For you Mac guys, that thing was like $100. I mean, think of the potential here. I mean, we did $500,000 last year. In 6 weeks, we sold $200,000 worth of CDs thanks to the Shape. You guys see that Shape magazine article? In September, Jean Fain, she also writes for Oprah's magazine about weight loss and hypnosis. She recorded 6 different people's hypnosis CDs. Months before, she had emailed me and said, you know, I'd just like you to rate your CDs. And I'm like, cool, okay. So I mailed her a set, and I didn't think about it for months. All of a sudden, she emails me and says, by the way, finished the article. It's coming out in the September issue of Shape last fall. Rated yours as the best, by the way. They were marvelous. There was a little paragraph. So just imagine there's a little paragraph on this page. That's all, just a little paragraph about hypnosis and weight loss. And there's a stock photo of some woman look like she's meditating. And then there are these 6 rectangles across the page of the people. And I'm on the bottom, the very bottom. Roberta Thames, Robert Altman, a bunch of different people. And she writes, and how cool is this? See, you don't have to embellish your letters at the end of your name and all that. And Ron and I were talking down in Tennessee about how I've wiped out my PhD because it's not accredited. Because when I got it, there wasn't an accredited one. But I refuse to use it because I'm standing on a point here. A BCH is just fine. A board-certified hypnotist sounds like your license. But she wrote, though not the only non-mental health licensed professional, Nicole serves up 2 truly mesmerizing audios. $200,000 worth of sales in 6 weeks. Thank you, Jean. And she, as she said, she came to my office to meet me because she wanted to find out how I do all this stuff, this marketing thing, and how I turn hypnosis upside down like I have in my little way. She said, you know, you really get your rap down. She goes, but you do know we're from 2 different camps. She's from the camp that thinks you should be a licensed mental health professional and use hypnosis. However, she still wanted me to go speak to her class. What does that say? So keep that in mind, okay? Anyone else before we get going? Mark? Okay. But wait after this one, please. Yep. What does a condenser microphone do that another one doesn't? I don't know the workings of it. I just know that when you're talking to a regular microphone, you know, I've got Shure 58s and 57s and all the stuff you use on stage. And when you talk into it, you get a certain sound. When you talk into a condenser mic, it's almost like it's active. And I don't know the deal behind it. I told you, I plug and play. I've been doing this for 35 years, but I just plug and play. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. The keyboard player worker, he says, you know, you guitar players are just ignorant. Because he's a tech head. I'm not a tech head. But there's the workings of it make it so that the sound quality is rich and full and thick. And somebody may have that answer for you, Mark. But I don't see. Here's the point. I know Mike A, Mike B. Mike B is years beyond Mike A, so I use Mike B. That's how it is. See, that's why you're here, because I don't know either.
Mike A is the one that's on your ear.
Yeah. Mike A would be the non-condenser mic. So that's all I can tell you, is that the quality is there. Yes, ma'am.
Could you use this method for an in-session CD recording?
Sure. You could have a microphone set up and have this on your laptop, and you could be recording it on here. Then you can edit the session. You know, people ask me about that, and I'll get back into this now. But they ask me if I record my sessions. Absolutely not. Because I do some serious work, and I don't need ab reactions on the audio system they're going home with, or the regression we just did. My attitude is, we did the work in the office. Now, here are some CDs to take home for general reinforcement of the issue you're working with. And I got so many titles, it might be confidence builder, it might be stop self-sabotage, it might be increased physical activity, it might be letting go of the past or emotional freedom series. So, yes, you can use it in the office. One more question.
How long does it take to
How long are your CDs usually? I believe, and it seems to be kind of traditional, 30 minutes should be a maximum. So, like, there's weight loss CDs, they're like 27 minutes plus. Others are 18 minutes. There's one reason for that. When I have somebody sitting in my chair, if it's 3 minutes and we're not at somnambulism, then I did something wrong. I don't do long, drawn-out, progressive relaxations. But you have to do that in the CD. You have to take a general approach. You can't, you know, do an, some sort of rapid on the CD. So when I record the CDs, the length is there because you have to do the progressive relaxation. You have to do the deepening. However, like I said earlier, utilize your time effectively, even in the office, and input suggestions between the deepening and everything else you're doing. So if I'm doing guided imagery and it's some sort of progressive relaxation that way, well, I'm adding suggestions. I'm embedding suggestions. You know, I'm adding double binds in there, even though this is the induction part. Somebody once said to me, you know, on your weight loss CDs, it doesn't even say close your eyes. You know what my response was? Did you? Yeah. Okay. So I guess I didn't have to tell you. Some of my CDs, I do that. I just say, just take a deep breath and close your eyes. But when you buy them, you'll hear the difference. Next question. Yes.
You said something about the software was free. I didn't catch what you meant by that.
It's free. You don't have to buy it. You just download it. It's free.
And you get that from that one you mentioned, the
Audacity.
Because I bought some CD software, Sony Studio stuff, and I thought I had to buy that. I didn't know that you could get it. I didn't understand.
You can buy tons of recording software if you want to. Audacity is a free downloadable software. You go to the site, you click it, you download it, you own it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, come on, that's cool. Free. I like that. All right, editing the recorded tracks. Watch how simple. What's in blue on the taskbar is file. So I clicked on file. Oh, mind you, see, this is all gray. It's all wiped out. What I did was, with those three tracks, I wanted to show you starting from the next day. Let's say I did that, and I'm like, yeah, I'll do this tomorrow. Well, I don't leave it all up in the screen. I closed it out. I saved it. I saved it in one of my folders. There are three extensions here. Excuse me. I called this, it's in my MIDI folder /test. That's the name I give it, .aup. I guess for Audacity something. I don't even know. So I go into my file. Recent files, right there it says recent files, and the one I just did was saved. So here I am, I clicked one, highlight this, slide over, and I click this, and when I click it, that's what comes up. That was easy, right? So you save the file, it's on your computer, you go in, you find it again, boom, you click it. Oh, I suggest you go onto your desktop, right mouse click, go down to new folders, and name it Hypnosis CDs, recorded tracks, I mean, whatever you know where to find them. You want to be able to find them easily. Don't put them in My Documents and be scrolling through and be looking for music icons and sound icons. Put them in a separate folder. I even have a folder that says remastered, because some of the stuff I've done, we've remastered. God almighty, I've made all the mistakes. There was a time in my original CD set, and some of you may have it, or some people around here definitely have it, and I said, you don't have to think or have thoughts or thoughts thunk. That's so funny. From Everett, give me a break. Well, most people got away with that. It was cool. They don't think. And I thought it was like a confusion thing, you know? And whenever people would call me on it, I'd say, well, it's a confusion technique. It's not grammatically correct. So I had this doctor, emergency room doctor, Dr. Klein. He was dynamite. Little man. He came in and goes, Thomas, is thunk a word? My answer was, it is now, doc. I've driven people crazy. There were people who have emailed and said, I just can't listen to them because when it gets to that part and I know it's coming, I can't take it. And then I say, well, you may need a session about this perfectionism thing you got going on. Yeah, thinking thoughts and thoughts thunk. Yes?
On
So you listen to my CDs, huh? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Huh? You know the answer. The comment is that on one of my CDs I say, in snow falling on a clear, calm, clear day. I've seen it snow and it looked kind of clear and wonderful. It was one of those soft, snowy days. It wasn't all rolling black clouds. But you know what? Okay. I won't be editing that one out, no. Oh, and thanks for having the CDs. The question is, with the minimum requirements that I suggest you need with your computer, how many of these files can you keep? It depends on your hard drive. Your hard drive is the one that dictates the amount of space that you can save. Now, sound files are big. But, you know, this unit right here, I don't know how much we can put on here, but my whole hard drive, and I've got a ton of stuff on my computer, is backed up on a thing about twice this big. And there's plenty of space still on it. You know, you can go out there and get these backup units, and you just back up all your music. You can put it all in here. And as you can maybe see, it's just a USB thing that flips out of it like this. And this USB plugs in. And then you click on my computer. You go down to the E drive is what I got here. And you open up all your music files that will be on there. So you can save them off of your hard drive if you don't want to bog down the speed of your computer. Anything else? Okay, cool. So I opened up the file and brought it back. Because now it's the next morning and I'm having my coffee and I'm going to edit it. Everything's straight, everything's the same, everything's even. I haven't done anything yet. I haven't edited anything. Okay. Here's the edited portion. See this? This gray area right there? I have to keep doing that because the laser on this just isn't big enough for it to be seen. It isn't. All right, so the second track. Now, notice this. Notice the shading difference. See how this is gray and these are whatever they are? I want to get rid of that sound. So I took the mouse, just like in a Word file, like in an email, and I dragged over it and highlighted it. I went up to where it says edit. Imagine that. You're editing tracks. It says edit. Go up to edit. I slide down, click cut. Because I don't want it. I want it out. So notice the cursor is there. Notice it's gone. Let me go back. Before and after. You see that? That's how easy that was. I got rid of that noise. So you see, there were days when we recorded on two-inch tape in the studios, and literally, the engineer would stand there, find the part where you had to take out a piece, and slice the tape and scotch tape it together. That's crazy. Have a razor blade and slice it. But now you just drag and cut. That doesn't get easier than that.
Then you have to refit that piece
into the other. I'm not refitting anything. I got rid of it. I don't want it. It was a noise. It was a blip.
Track two is now the second last one is
over.
Second last
one.
It's
out of sync
with one.
Yeah,
it's not shorter. No, it's not actually, because watch. This is still positioned right there. This is still positioned right there. But everything pans, and if it... But, you see, I can still get away with it because here's where I'm hitting it hard, and here's where I'm saying the next one, so it's still off. Here's where I'm hitting it and hitting it. If it didn't, I would add silence there. If it didn't, right where the cursor is, I'd go up to edit, or on this would probably maybe effect, and I'd slide down where it says insert silence, and I'd insert enough silence to fill that space. Okay? Good point. So what happens is you change the length of the track, and it could have an effect against how it plays against the other one. But I saw here that it didn't. But all you do is you just insert the silence there, and that's just a click of a button, too. Good point. Adding effects. Please take it easy on this. Yes?
Yes, great question. If you're adding silence,
if you're adding silence, is it a dead silence? Boom. If you're speaking and what you cut makes it abrupt, then that's what you're going to get. You don't want to fade out your vocal. If it's music, you can fade and fade back in. But when you add the silence, oh yeah, it's silent. It's space. But what you're doing is you've already finished what you said. And then there's just some noise. Maybe you swallowed or had a cough or something. Well, let it go. You know, don't stop and go, oh, I got to record over again. Let that go. You'll go back in and you'll just take that out. So it shouldn't be something that you'll cut out that's important because you've already said what you had to say. You just got some sound in there after. Drag the mouse over the track or portion to be affected. Just like what we did about editing. You do the same thing for effects. You can affect the whole track or you can affect part of it. And please, don't go effect crazy. It's so unnecessary. Click on effect on the top taskbar. Choose your desired effect. Then test the effect. Here's the cool thing. You're not committed once you do this. So you can click on an effect and you can try it. Like, just say you don't know. You want to experiment. You want to learn the software. You click on the effect. It drops down and you add in, I don't know, say reverb. And then you play it back and you're thinking, oh my God, what is that? Well, you just go up to edit, and now underneath the edit drop-down, it says undo effect, or undo reverb. And then you click on it, and you're back where you started. So you're never committed. You always have the opportunity to go back, just like when you do your Word. Think of it just like a Word document. When you cut something out, and it was a big mistake, you don't have to freak out. You just go back up, click edit, and do undo. Undo move, you know, text move, or whatever it is. Same thing. Oh, by the way, how do you like the CDs? Are they the quality?
Yeah, they're good. I have one thing that I was talking about after that.
Tell me. That's why we're here. Tell me.
Okay, because there's one point, I'm on the weight loss, and I said, well, let me try that. One point where you say that you feel, but it's pronounced so that when I was listening to it, I almost went like, what's he saying? Because it sounded very much like, and you fail.
It's my accent. Ignore it. I have to move to Colorado and start talking with a better R. It's just my accent. It's just the way it came out. But thanks. Yeah, it goes for all of us. That's right. I mean, that's why I say I listened to somebody from England once, and it was such a hard accent that I couldn't do it. You know, so it does change, you know. But 28 countries, you know, people speak in English.
Well, most of the time, when you say feel, it's feel. But this one, it's and you feel, and you thought. And then you go, and you feel, and you start over again saying what you're saying.
You have an old copy.
It's an old copy?
You have the thunk copy, don't you? That's right. There was a second, no, this is true. There was a second edit we did on that. I missed the word feel. I said, and you feel, And I didn't take that out. There were two edits on the master, the original weight loss CDs. And those were the two. Funk and Fear. And then Feel. Yep. Before you leave, I'm going to give you this set. Thank you. Lee?
Is there a way in Audacity, as a recording, when you make a mistake, to mark it?
Is there a way when it's recording that you can mark it if you make a mistake? Yeah, you can. Well, you can actually mark that area, but you know what? I'm not that savvy. I'm not that busy. I do have SoundForge too, and I edit with that as well. And there are, on your taskbar, there are markers, and you can highlight an area and mark it so you know where it is. But see, I'm doing, this is just for you guys. I don't do this. I'm on my external thing, but when I make a mistake, I look down and I see the time. I see it's 7:29. I see it's 8:05. It's 8 minutes and 5 seconds. And I'll just jot that down. But that's how I do it. But yeah, you can actually mark it with the cursor comes up there, right? And it shows you where where you mark the piece, and then you can go in there and find it easily that way. Because, yeah, you can go through hell trying to go through a 25-minute track looking for pieces. But what I do is, even when I feel... and believe that it's a good recording, I listen to the whole recording back. I listen to it. I use it. You know, I before I even mix it and use it, I listen to it back, and I spend that time because, folks, you're only going to do the work once. Now, we've sold these, the weight loss CDs I created in 2003. It's 2006. I only did that, twice. I did an edit, but you do the work once, and they'll sell for, you know, 10, 20 years. But And then you got to live with it. Like they say in the music industry, once it's done, you live with it. So that's why I went back in and edited these, and that's why I'm going to give you that copy. I don't want you to live with that anymore. Anyone else? So you click on, undo it, then do it again until you get the effect you desire. At first, you're not going to know. I don't even know what half the stuff means, to be honest with you. I really don't. When it comes up and it has letters after it and it has different numbers, and I just click it and I try it. And if that doesn't work, I'll decrease the value, which is the number of the whatever it shows you on that effect. If you decrease the value, you decrease the effect, the level of it. So here we go. So I highlighted this whole track. See how it's all highlighted, the whole thing? Clicked on effect. I came down. And here I clicked on reverb, I believe. Now right here it even says fade in, fade out, equalization, echo. I mean, it's stuff you just won't even need. Crossfades, a wah-wah. Why would you want wah-wah? Wah-wah, wah-wah, wah-wah. Jeez. The old Clapton days. So once I did that, watch what happens now. I think on this one it was volume. I think that's what I was doing. But quite frankly, I don't recall, so let's see what I got for a slide. Oh. Edit, highlight, edit, pick your effect. Listen to it. If it's not good, change it. Mixing your recorded tracks. So you got all three up there. You got the effects you want. Almost always you're going to have minimal effect. Keep that in mind, please. Minimal effect. What is your name?
Christine.
When I'm talking on that, and now you know that whole dual thing, there's not a big echo, a big reverb, just maybe enough where you don't even notice. Oh, that, yeah, see, I said earlier where sometimes I will fade, like, you can sit here with your hand on the mouse, on that pan fader, and you can fade it from your headphone this way and that way. What I would do is I just sit at the board, it's a knob on the control board with the way I record, and I just take it, and then straight up is straight up in your headphones, and I just pan it left, and the water goes, or the music, you know, and I cross, take the music in the water, and even do that with it. But I don't do that a lot because I did it in the beginning a little bit on some of my stuff, but I thought maybe some people just wouldn't react to it and it might pop them out, or you know, it changes whatever their focus is on and they're hearing what I'm saying. Then all of a sudden they pay attention to that. So right or wrong, good or bad, I don't know. I don't have a test A or B. Yeah, it could be a distraction. What Christine was saying is when that does happen, that music, and she pays attention to it, it allows the open window for the suggestions to go right by her. But that's why the two tracks. You know, people will say, you know, I didn't even realize that on this other side you were saying this stuff. Now I realize that you're saying that. And then one time I picked up something on the other side, because sometimes they will pay attention, which we don't want them to do, to what's being said on one side, and they don't even catch the other side. So isn't that kind of cool? We had a little covert operation there. All right, so first you do a test run, you premix. Be sure your levels, your volume, panning, etc. are correct. Final mix happens when you save the project. When you save it, you're going to have that's your mix. So whatever I did when I brought it back up the next morning to edit it, when I save it again, it's mixed. So I listen to it. I listen to it, I listen to it, I listen to it. I make sure it's just the way I want it, because once I save it, it's going to be mixed. Okay? So it's not like you have to do anything special to save that those three tracks into a mixdown. Then you click the file, click Export as WAV or MP3. Open the CD burning software, add file to be burned, and burn your CD. Yes. Am I able to go back to my original three tracks? Again, I got to relate only to what I'm telling you externally. Once I mix down and I burn a CD on my unit, it's mixed. If I want to go back and edit it, then I go back to the program that's saved in the unit itself. So yes, you have that opportunity. With Audacity, I didn't take it that far to open up a mixed track and open it again. However, I'm sure you can just copy it and have two versions, so you could always go back and play with it.
Save as.
Save as. Yeah, that's all. All right, so here's how this happens. Now we're going to burn it. Whoop. Notice the changes. Oh, see how much thicker this... It was like this. See how much thicker all this got and how much bigger it got? So the effect took place. Now, I lowered the volume. It was too loud. So that slider was in the middle earlier. I lowered the volume. Notice the changes over here. The right side is... this is increased. The pan is to the right. Volume's in the middle. Pan is to the left. I want you to... Can you notice? Can you all see that? The pan is to the left on the first track. The pan is to the right, but not all the way. Just enough to split them. You know, in four tracking, the Beatles music was such where if you're sitting in your car, you can hear the drums and the bass over here, and you'll hear the vocals and the guitars over here. And if your speakers aren't working right and one of them's out, you only hear half the music. So that's like panning them completely. You separate them. And all music, not all music's recorded straight up. It just jumps on itself. It's all panned in different directions in order to give it some space. And that's what you're going to do. Plus, it's just cool as an effect when you listen. You know, people really like the effect that you're giving them with that dual thing. And by the way, I don't create much of what I do because it's all been done pretty much. Success follows success. First time I ever heard this technique was Robert Sheely. You guys know him? Forget the company. Some sort of Power Dynamics or something like that. But I think he's in the Midwest near the Great Lakes. But that's what I heard. And I thought, wow, this is cool. I'm going to try that. And since I've been doing it, it's been working well.
Do you never mix down to a mono recorder?
Do I ever mix down to a mono recorder? Everything I'm doing is in stereo. Yeah, not always. I mean, you can mix it down to mono. Don't complicate the matter. Mix it down. Play it. Sounds right, it's right. If you mix it down and you want bigger effects, you want bigger sound, you mix it in stereo, it's right. But when you mix in mono, excuse me, you're not going to have any issues about playing in anything either. Simplicity. KISS. The KISS formula. Keep it sweet and simple. All right, so I did the panning. I checked the volumes. All the volumes have changed. I went up here, clicked File, went down to Export as Wave. I clicked it, and I saved it on my computer. Now, I have Nero CD burning software. It's just one of the... We have many of them. This is one of them. This is my desktop, as you see, right? This is what I was talking about, the CyberLink power backup. It's just a little unit, and my whole hard drive's on there. Oh, practice getting into the habit of saving your work. Like, you may do a premix. Save it. You may record two tracks. Save it, then open it up again and do your third track. Because you can lose files. What if you get a blackout and the computer shuts down? Or I mean, who knows what? I once wrote a book, My Rainbow is Overdue, about success. And the last line of the book, just to let you know that it was complete, was how successful are you really if you're just not happy? I didn't save it twice. I saved it once this is the old days, on a zip disk. The disk got corrupted somehow and I lost my book. I was frustrated for about 20 minutes, and I just said, well, there must be a better one in me. What do you do? I mean, it's not what happens. It's how you deal with it. So anyway, open up Nero. It has CD and DVD, so I have it on CD. Slide over to audio, and I'm going to make an audio CD. Now, I only know this software, so I can't show you all the other softwares where you can burn a CD. And there's some simple ways to do it, and it's pretty easy. And this is pretty popular software. Oh, let me go back to this. Anyway, so what happens here is I click on make an audio CD. I got my CD, blank CD, and my CD burner. You know, one is a player, one's a burner. And I open up the file. I click on this, and then it will have a blank screen that says add. You click add, opens up your files. You go into your folder with the music you want, the track you saved. You click it, and it loads onto here, and then you click burn, and it burns the CD. You take it out, you pop it in your deck, check it, make sure the quality's there, the volumes are right.
Remember, you want to make sure the volume is right too. Because I had to redo a bunch of my stuff because one day I went crazy recording stuff and I didn't have the signals hot enough. They weren't even near the red. They were way too low and they just didn't come out hot enough. You know, the volume wasn't there. So I had to redo them. I had to re-edit them all. But that was easy because I could even take the CD that I mastered, pop it back in, load it back up, just highlight the whole thing and increase the volume on it and save it again. Yes?
Do you recommend using audio CDs versus the generic computer CDs to make your master when
you're doing? Do I recommend using audio CDs versus the generic computer CDs? I don't. This will show you something. What's the difference? I don't know.
Oh, like Maxell and Big Tape.
Yeah, I just get, you know, whatever's on sale.
Audio CDs. They're not generic CDs. They can use. I found using my standalone machine that the generic CD didn't come out so well as the audio system.
Yeah, maybe, you know, instead of getting a generic CD to burn, maybe you buy a Maxell or a.
It says audio CD.
Oh, it says audio CD on it. Oh, for that purpose, instead of saving data files.
Right.
Yeah. You know, get a CD that's compatible. But quite frankly, again, I don't deal with this stuff, but when I do my own stuff, they're audio CDs, sure. You want to take the safest route, and you don't while you don't complicate matters. So that would be the process, and now the CD's burned, okay? But now let's get into this part. Oh, is everyone cool on that?
Yeah.
For real, right? All right. I'm going to give you... Okay.
Is there a pause while you're speaking?
Yeah, up on the top taskbar, those buttons... The two lines, like in most, is there a pause on Audacity in the top taskbar? The two lines indicates pause, like in most things you see. So you can click pause. Whew, I'm starting to get caught up in that. Ooh. Then click record again and go. Or just click the pause again and go. Yes?
You can do more than one track on a CD. And what I mean is, can I do a 15-minute introduction and then have...
When she burns the CDs, can she have two different tracks? Now, we're not talking about what we just talked about. Like a song, five songs on a CD, five tracks, okay? I don't. I give two CDs. It adds to the product. It looks like more. Plus, what happens if they're really down in there? They go into the next track. Now they're going into, you know, the second version. They go, this thing's an hour long. I can't listen to this. I got to send it back. No, honey, you've been listening to both. You're supposed to listen one day and the next one the next day. I think the only thing we did add was I do a 2-minute disclaimer on there. You know, that this isn't for this and don't, you know, you just cover your butt that way. Martin, anybody? All right, so we're good on the recording. Now just keep in mind, I'm going to give you an opportunity that I give everybody that I speak to, but don't abuse it, please, because I had to actually, in a nice way, turn somebody off because they sent me something like 6 emails in the same week that were pretty lengthy after sitting in a class all day with me on techniques from this new advanced techniques class I wrote recently. And at first it was okay, but I don't have the time. You know, I'll go back to my room. There's got to be 200 emails in there. A lot of them aren't real. We know that. But there's enough there that takes up a lot of my time that I got to deal with all the projects going on. So that's my email address. You probably learned by now, I'm not the technical geekhead over here. Don't send me all your technical questions because I don't know the answers. I know the answers as to how to do this step procedure and how to make the sound quality right and what to use and how to mix them. And now we're going to talk about how to sell these suckers.
Yeah, I had a question about that.
So you can email me.
I think what she said, but like if I do a 5-minute introduction
mm-hmm.
or 10 minutes
mm-hmm. On the CD, can you do like a 5-minute or a 10-minute introduction? It's sort of like a disclaimer or a pre-talk or something totally different than the hypnosis session. Yeah, and what you can do. Now, what I would suggest is this. People don't know. I've assumed like 1 and 1 is 2, right? And then people are like, I never heard that. I didn't know it was 2. I thought that was 11. No. You have to sometimes tell people. So what I would do is if I'm going to do 2 parts... 2 different pieces on 1 CD that you're selling, or if you do that on all your CDs, if you want that disclaimer or a little pre-talk or whatever, you want to say at the end of the first part, and now that you've heard this, you can skip it each time you use the CD for your hypnosis session, because they'll think they need to listen to it again, and it'll drive them crazy, some people. So you always want to, you know, think outside the box there a little bit. But let them know that next time just begin with track 2.
Yeah,
You know, just begin with track two. And then, I just begin with track two. And let them know as soon as you start talking to that this is not the hypnosis. The hypnosis session that follows. And then you give me a little pre-talk on it. But I don't do that. As a matter of fact, somebody said to me, a couple of people said this to me, and I still don't get it. I have some CDs that sat out, and now that you're ready to begin. And now that you're ready to begin. And they said, I've had people send them back. There's something missing. I must have missed the beginning because it starts as if it's already going on. Oh, my head hurts. If you're sitting down and you have headphones on and you said, don't disturb me for 30 minutes, and you have a CD in the player and you're sitting there now, are you not ready to begin? And now that you're ready to begin, focus on a spot, blah, blah, blah. So you're going to run into some stuff. When you start selling these things, you're going to run into some wacky questions, you know. I had somebody buy, if you start selling in quantity and you really start getting the market going, be aware when you see somebody buy 6, 8, 10 different titles. Because one, if it's just a consumer, you want to let them know they cannot listen to all these topics at the same time. Like one woman said to me, just open my head and put in the full menu. We can't do that. So, cynicism aside, you think, okay, this person needs to be aware that they can't listen to all these CDs right now. But what I think is, somebody's listened to all my stuff for a reason. One woman actually emailed me back, and she didn't get it. So I explained to her, and then she understood that some people will be doing their research, and they'll be using them. So what I do is I find out, and some people are cool, they type back, well, yeah, we're actually interested in, you know, your product and what you're doing, and maybe that's an open door to do a joint venture. We'll talk about JVs. You guys know joint venturing? Yeah. Joint venturing can make you rich. Marketing your audio CDs. What will you market? What are you going to market? This is the key to your success. You like that? Single CD, CD sets, custom CDs? Fair and reasonable pricing to buyer and seller. Means fair to you to make a profit. Never undersell yourself. Fair to the consumer. So they actually are buying a product at a decent price, but yet, if you're the cheapest, guess what the perception is? See, some people have this wrong idea about marketing. My idea is Haagen-Dazs. I watched the gentleman from Haagen-Dazs on PBS years and years ago, and I wasn't even doing marketing then, but I always remembered this. He said, I knew I couldn't compete with Hood and local companies around here that do cheap ice cream, like $2 for a half gallon, $2.50 for a half gallon. He said, so I figured I got to go another route. So what he did was he created the best stuff and sold it for the best money. So think of that. I stopped doing customs when the Dateline thing took off and went crazy. I was doing custom cassettes for $79.95. It takes a lot of time. You have to get information from the person, so you got to create a questionnaire because they'll tell you what they think they need to know. You need to know. Everything they think is wrong. So you create a custom questionnaire. They fill that out. You have to look through it. You have to write the dialogue. You have to sit and do the recording. You have to do the mixing and all of that, and that takes some time. Well, if you take 2 hours of my time, then I got to charge you for $300. I do custom CDs for $300 a piece. And guess what? That is reasonable. And when I explain that process, people understand it. And last year, I think I made 10 custom CDs. One doctor in Arizona got 3 of them. Never underestimate what's possible. Okay? Remember what I said about the $400,000? I hate that coming out of my mouth. Be prepared and know that if you have a single CD, just like single sessions, you're doing bad business. Bad business. We're in the business of hypnotism. We help people primarily, and if you do that, the money will follow if you're good at what you do, whether it's recording stuff or doing live sessions. However, you're in business. And if you're going to be in business, take a smarter business approach. As Ron Esslinger said on a teleseminar we did, he said, you know, I was talking about all the mistakes I've made. And it is about a 5-hour teleseminar. He said, they say it's a smart person that learns from their mistakes, but it's a wise person that learns from someone else's. Remember that?
And that can't be more true. So be wise. Just listen to this. Don't make one single CD and then have nothing else to follow up with. So let's say you have a 2-CD weight loss set. Well, my website, we got good, better, and best. 2 CDs, 3, we add the physical activity exercise one, or the best is no carb, low carb, the 2 CDs and the exercise. You get 5. And each one has different prices. Here's what I'm talking about. All my CDs can be bought individually except for the weight loss. The 2-CD sets, the Stop Smoking 2-CD sets, those are the sets, those are what they are. But all the other titles you can buy as one. So that emotional, that says remove emotional clutter with the balloon on top. Well, that's part of my emotional freedom series. There are, I don't know, 6 CDs in there. This is another thing. I create all this stuff just like my office sessions. People ask me questions and I say, you got to call my office manager. I don't know. I create the stuff, I do the pricing, I do the work, and then I let it go. I put it out there and I just do my work. So I really don't know a lot of the answers. So then we have the 2-CD set that's right here. And I'm going to play that for you in a bit before we get into more of the marketing, just so you can get an idea of what I'm talking about on the recording, though, as you can imagine, the sound quality is going to be a little different on this. This Attract Wealth and Abundance is a 3-CD set. Now notice these prices, $22.77, $39.77, $59.77. What happens when it's $99? People go $22.99, $23. $24.99, $25. Yeah, when I got my house, it was $399.99, like $400,000. That's in the seventh son of the seventh son. Seven's a magic number, is it not? 777 is a magic number. That's why we did this. And reason why, again, I didn't create this and do the research. I look at Alex Mendoza and I look at Yannick Silver. I look at guys making multi-millions of dollars on the internet. I mean big, big money. And they do pricing like this. Fred Gleick, $97 for this, $97 for that, $77. So that's why I started doing this. And it didn't affect sales in any way negative. Okay? The 3-CD set, then we go into a bigger one. Tom Nicoli's Executive Series Production. So we have 2 DVDs, and you got 2, 4, 6 CDs. So know that you can sell those 6 CDs as singles, but you can also offer them as a package, a program. And people are into programs. So they get the 1 CD, and okay, they listen to it, and it's fine, it's wonderful, it's great. And they go, okay, but now what? And they're really not going back to your website and go, okay, let me find what else goes with that. They'll email you and say, and this happens, what other CDs do you think I should listen to? What other would go with this one? Well, already take that guesswork out and create the package, and they'll see that when they originally shop. Okay? Make sense? Wow. Pardon?
How much is the
whole package? This executive series, I want to say it's $115. I mean, my price is pretty reasonable. Yes. And we're still doing, you know, $10,000 a week. What was the original price? All right. What was just said was, and thank you for that, she purchased my Remove Emotional Clutter series. Is that what you have?
No.
Which one? Professional, the executive series.
Executive series.
$115. What did I mark it down to?
$65.
Yeah. In the bookstore. 60?
No, 65.
And it's the 2 CDs. See, look in the back. The 2 DVDs, the full set, everything you're looking at right here. That's $115. If you buy it online, or $117, I think, and I'm doing it in there for $65. I mean, I can't do better than that. God Almighty, I should slap myself tomorrow. But when I come here, I'm not here to beat up on fellow members. I'm not here to hold information back. I'm not here to leave making as much money as I can make somewhere else. I'm here to try to do what I can for everyone, because I believe as we all help each other, we help ourselves. And that's why I do what I do. And anything you get here, you will never get at that price again, because you'll have to go to my website and get it at the real price.
How long is your weight loss CD played for, like the first one?
How long is my weight loss CD played for, the first one? They're both 27-ish minutes. I said earlier, I never go over 30 minutes.
Okay.
30 minutes is my max.
Do you recommend that somebody listen to it, say, like,
Do I recommend how many times people should listen to it? Every CD order goes out with frequently asked questions and listening instructions. If it's a multi-CD set, and I didn't have them here, but you can go online on my website and download them, people get confused. So I have frequently asked questions. I woke up 20 minutes after the CD. Was I hypnotized? No, you were asleep. If you don't hear three eyes open, then...
Could I just respectfully remind us only a few minutes left, and so could we do the questions afterwards and do the marketing?
Thank you. Next. Where to market your hypnosis CDs? Office display. We talked about that earlier. Client materials. When you give your client, when they come in, they get everything from the 48-hour cancellation notice. If you don't cancel within 48 hours, you get charged for your session unless you get a real good excuse, or not excuse but reason. They get frequently asked questions, listening instructions. They get text to read. They get their CDs. They get the first step to self-hypnosis. And we also insert a piece on the CDs, of all the CDs available. Interviews, articles, your books, your talks, your presentations, seminars and workshops, teleseminars. You don't have to be here live. You get on the phone, you're doing a teleseminar. You send out to your email list, or when you're on your website, and you will have a website, on your website you have an opt-in box, and I'm going to show you that, and people put in their first name. You've done this. First name and email address to get something for free, yeah? Yes? Okay. That list that you have, you send them, every now and then, you send them, or if their customers are already bought, you save that in your list, and you send them a new offer. You send them a special inner circle, certain inner circle member special of some sort, and you can constantly sell to the same list. I have a small list. I think I have like 20,000 people. And I say small because Bart Baggett the other day told me he had 150,000 people. And he says, mine isn't that big, you know. Telman Knutson, a hypnotherapist, an NGH member in Vermont. He went on the List Crusade. He's got over 1 million. Oh. Website. Blog. On my website, like I said, it's your practice, but you have CDs, so you send them to the CD page. Maybe it's another page on the site, or it's another site itself. And they opt-in email is broadcast. On my blog, what I do is I'll write a blog, and it will say something like, all stressed out, feeling overwhelmed, and talk about stress and hypnosis, then saying, by the way, if you'd like to begin today, and I give the link to go to my stress relief series.
Ooh.
So everything I write about, I also include how one of my CD programs can be effective, whatever my message is for the day. For instance, I wrote about going to see Dan Vichoff and doing some work with him in Pittsburgh, and I put a plane there and all that, and about travel, and I forget how I did it, but it was something at the end. And it could be, let's say, you know, fear of flying, because the plane's there, you traveled, oh, I'm tired of traveling. Oh, if you do travel, not, oh, fear of flying, oh, go get the CD. So you always piggyback, and you're always doing this two-step thing where on your blog or in your articles, in your books, you're always leading to the other thing you want them to get. So here it is. Here's my office. This is the reception area. Here's the desk where Nancy sits. My office is back here. There's another one over here. You got this nice, cool stuff here. The TV's always running an underwater DVD, or I got testimonials, or I got that Dateline piece, or something, the news pieces that they've covered. And there's my display. Right there, there's a display of all the CDs. Can you all see that a little bit? So they're right there. How do you miss them? They're in your face. I don't have to sell you them. You buy them. Here I am on Jordan Rich Radio Show. We're doing call-ins, and you can't see it, but he's got a stack of my stuff right over there next to his computer. And those were the giveaways. So during the interview on the radio, I brought stuff for Jordan to give his people. Now, see, he loves that because, you know, like most hosts, they treat their listeners well, and when they can supply something of value to their listeners, they look good. You know? Down here, the two books I self-published. In the back of both of those books, guess what? All the CDs that are there in an order form. And then here I am, that was Orlando, as a matter of fact, and here's Dan Vichoff. That was Orlando a couple of years ago, and that was a bigger class, but when I finished that tour and I ended up in Vegas, I had 10 people in my class. I was having 42, 45, 10 people, but I sold $2,000 worth of product to them. So the talk was worth it. We got the 10 people, you know, I got my split of their entry fee, but sold $2,000 worth of product. Okay? So these are the ways you do that. On my website, this is for my practice. This is the building. That's that guy that works there. These are stock photos that you can use. This here I'll show you in a minute. This is the opt-in box. But this is a drop-down, and that leads to my CD site. Right here it says self-help CDs. It goes to that site. So I'm just showing you an example of how I do it. Okay? That's the CD site. This here helped a lot. HackerSafe. It's very, very cheap. I mean, it's not much at all for the year. I forget what it is. When Keith Jennison called me up and he asked if I was in the mood to do it, I thought, well, why shouldn't we? Anything that tells the consumer, the customer, that this is a place to shop, because what happens is too many people are still naive to the point that they think their credit card is out there in space for everyone to steal and grab, but this is a secure site. So we put up HackerSafe. That's a company that creates security on your site, and that also being right there. And why do we have it right there? Because we want it in their face so they feel comfortable. We're creating relationships, you know, with our clients as we are our customers. We're not selling to some people. We're creating relationships with people that buy from us. Does that make sense? We're creating relationships. And if somebody likes you, like I knew this as a musician, you don't wait until you're so good that you go out and start making money. You go out there and get good while you're out there, but you're nice and you're decent and people like you. If they like you, they're forgiving. If they don't like you, they're going to call you on everything. So you create relationships with your people. So there's the good, better, best, the two CDs, three CDs, or five CDs. That's a stock photo. That's all that is. Right here is an audio. If you click that, I just talk to you. Say, hey, thank you for stopping by. I'm Tom Nicoli, blah, 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 blah. And that there is a link to a video of Channel 7 News. They did a piece so people can watch that. So on the site, what I'm doing is I'm not just saying, oh, here are my CDs. How many do you want to buy? I'm saying, hey, look, I'm going to give you some stuff. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to let you watch what I do. I'm going to let you see the effectiveness. Because when Channel 7 News says, this is what happens in Tom Nicoli's weight loss program, you think they're going to buy my CDs? It's probably going to happen. And then you scroll down, and I just got all different series and titles. And then when you click the link, it goes to a page dedicated for that topic or that area of work. That's the blog. That's the stressed out blog. So you see down here, it says, after I talk about being stressed, and it says research continues to this day, how imagery and self-hypnosis affects your health, and you may be surprised at how effective this can be and how much time and money you'll save when vacationing in your mind. For guidance and help in creating a more balanced, positive, clear mind, go to TomNicoli.com and see how we can help you. So you see, I still hit them with the upsell. So I'm giving them a free blog. They read it. They get some information into the substance, but yet I market to them. It's not a bad thing. As Don Rice once said, if you're not making money, you're not in business. It's plain and simple. I'm sorry, I'm in your way. If you're not making money, you're not in business. But then right here, we always got the link to go back to TomNicoli.com. And up here, we always have links to go to my New England Institute of Hypnosis or my practice. So you see, they feed each other. Everything's feeding each other. If you go to my practice, you can go to New England Institute of Hypnosis and you can go to TomNicoli.com and skyrocket personal success. So every time you go somewhere, you can always go. It's another one of my sites. So I'm always bringing you back to me somehow, some way. Makes sense, right? Okay. This is the opt-in box. So this is my live recording. Free hypnosis series. Enter your name and email address below for my free five-part series. You will learn what is hypnosis, how hypnosis works, hypnosis applied, simple steps to self-hypnosis, hypnosis tips and techniques. When you get people in your opt-in, you may not sell them anything, but that name is valuable. You are mining names, like a gold miner. You're mining names. So they may be coming by and tire-kicking, but what they're going to do is get something from you, and that opens the door for you to just keep contacting them, but don't smother them. They'll shut right down. But free special bonus. So they get the five-part series that comes automated. AWeber.com. AWeber.com is an automated, I don't know what you call it. It's how to do automation, emailing, and it saves the names. For World Hypnotism Day, that's how, what we do is all those names are saved. And every time, and if you're not involved in World Hypnotism Day, please, please understand the value and the tremendous resource it is. And those of you who are, you tell the others who aren't, because only those who are doing it know. We manage that by having the list saved. When you send out an email, it even shows you how many people opened it. Imagine that. AWeber.com is like $10 or $20 a month, and they even have a demo. You can watch how it works. It's where you put up all your emails, all your files, all the stuff you want sent out. You choose how many days apart it's going to go, and that's it. You do nothing else. Okay? But you learn all about that at AWeber because they have the whole tutorial. Right underneath here, very, very important. Very, very, AWeber, A-W-E-B-E-R, A-W-E-B-E-R.com, AWeber.com. We respect your email privacy. Those five words are very important. Very important. You don't need to add any more than that, but we put here, you may cancel anytime, whatever it says, I can't read that. But we respect your email privacy because people don't want to think you're creating some sort of list that you sell. Do you know Citibank sells their list? Imagine that. That's terrible. So you don't want to gather names and then be selling them, you know what I mean? Only you email to your list. Also, do yourself a favor if you don't have it on your website. Right under there, that's the NGH logo. It says, as a member in good standing with the National Guild of Hypnotists, Tom follows the NGH Code of Ethics and Standards of Practice, and there's a link there where you can go read it. So let's say somebody's coming by, and they're like, I don't know about it. This guy comes up everywhere. I know he's like whacked out the search engines, and he's all over the place here, and it looks okay, and there he is. Always have your picture there. There's validity. You know, and there he is, and there's his building. Okay. But, wow, he must be good, because I haven't seen anyone else follow the Code of Ethics. He's in good standing. And I just joined the Better Business Bureau so I can put that on my website too, on the Tom Nicoli thing. Because if I'm a member of the Better Business Bureau, it gives me more validity in their perception. They're safer with me. Okay, here's the summary before I take questions. We have about 10 minutes left. You can be like this woman over here and walk around under a cloud and feel like you get rained on all the time. Or you can feel like you're walking on top of the earth. But you can only lead a horse to water. You have to do it. You have to just do it. And when you do what I just showed you, you'll be shocked at how easy it was, because it's the thought that's more overwhelming than the task. The task is not difficult. Now, while I'm taking questions, please be sure to fill out your green slips. Please tell them just how wonderful it was and how much fun you had. And I thank you all for being here. And any questions I'll take now while we have a few minutes left. Yes. That's for handling your email lists and how to send out to the lists and how to automate all that, so you don't have to do it all manually. Just go there and take a look at it and check it out. Yes? Credit card. Oh, PayPal. Go to paypalsucks.com and check what they have to say. That's a real site, paypalsucks.com. They have to have a credit card if they want to come in. Or they want to come in and pay the full price. Oh, how I do my pay in advance, it's all by credit card. And when I do this pay in advance, yeah, if you're not accepting credit cards, you need to. But I have no problem with people giving me a credit card. Everyone lives on credit cards. Well, we say, if you want to pay cash, we'll give you the discount, but you got to give us a credit card to secure the appointment, because you're not just buying my service, you're buying my time. And somebody else can be in that spot. So you need to secure that. You need to let us know that you're serious. If you don't want to invest, then I don't want you there. I'm not working with anyone who's here just like tire kicking, as they say. Yes?
Yes, Tom, I bought the executive series.
The two CD sets in there. It's in there. This is in there. I'm sorry we didn't have time to play the CD. I just got caught up. But this is in there. That's why I just pulled it off the table, as a matter of fact, in order to get it. And Christine, please take this. Okay. It's with the others. Oh, there you go. Oh, well, no, I only brought the basic two CD set. Anyone else? Yes.
We're going to talk about joint venture.
Oh, joint venturing. The joint venture thing. Actually, I wasn't planning to talk about it, but I'll just tell you a little bit about it. Joint venturing is just hooking up with somebody else who knows that you have some value for them. So if you have a big enough list, I will send out something that's yours so I can add a bonus from me, and I get nothing but your list. If you have 20,000 people and I send, I say, excuse me, please, just talk, but keep it down. So if you have a $20,000 list, joint venturing, and I want some of those names, I want to get more names for my list, I'll say to you, all right, Stephen, I'll say, here, I'm going to add my audio bonus. I'm going to send that out. You send it out to your list. I'll send your stuff out to my list. Now, your people they'll want the bonus to buy your thing. Because the whole point is, buy my thing and you get Tom Nicoli's freebies. These are big bonuses to entice the buyer. So now they have to come to my site and opt in. So I'm mining off your list. And that's how we joint venture.
Now, when you joint venture, do you also do it with another hypnotist? Or do you
Oh, no, it could be with anybody.
Anybody.
Sure, sure, sure. Like Kevin Hogan put out his book, Power of Persuasion, or whatever, Science of Influence or something. There were 15 people on there. But we got, all of us got each other's lists to come to our site to get the bonuses. There was one here. Yeah, Tracy.
Where do you get the
binaural? Oh, the binaural beats? Yeah, if you, the subliminal stuff you just talked. Where do you get the binaural beats if you're going to use them? I just have the little Sirius light and sound machine thing, and you just plug it into your computer, or plug it into, I do the external deck, and I just record it. And then I mix it down low, real low. But I really don't do that anymore because I'm not sure if that's really required or necessary. Anyone else? One more, Richard. Yeah, I don't have there's inexpensive software that does article submission. If you go online and you put in article submission software, there's stuff like, it's like $30 or so, that you can type an article and you paste it into the software and you click send and it will go out to like 1,000 different sites that accept free articles. And that's how you get Google ranking. Out of the $40,000 a month we're doing, we only pay about $3,000 in Google AdWords. The rest of it is me doing articles, blogs, getting my name out there in different people's sites. And every time you're found and seen and heard of, the spiders go find that and Google ranks you higher. You don't have to pay all the time to get ranked. You just have to have presence. You just have to be active. You have to do something. Anything else before we cut? Yes. What kind of incentives do I give people to come back to buy more? The incentives that exist, the discounts are already available and if they want more titles, but I'm also sending out maybe a monthly email to all my people, my whole customer list, saying, for summer sizzle, we want to get off that extra weight, get into that bikini, that bathing suit. If you buy our weight loss CD today, we already get a 15% discount, but we're going to add another 10%, you get a 25% discount. So you're always doing stuff like that. One more. Oh, I have a newsletter, sure. Absolutely. All right, well, thank you very much, everyone. If there are any questions, email me.